Jones.
Alex 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 Jones.
How would you describe him?
He's a hugely influential conspiracy theorist.
His ravings are untethered from reality.
It's a nasty piece of work, but I think he's also a deflating windbag.
He's not right in the head.
I'm very pro-free speech, and the word dangerous is used far too liberally. In his case, I think it's actually justified.
Yeah. Could he be a threat to American democracy?
Everyone thinks he's a crazy motherfucker, and they never heard him talk. They think he's just nuts. And he is crazy, he is. But you've got to be crazy to stand in front of the world and put your ass on the line and say the things he's saying. So you got to be a little crazy. It's like a rock star, like Axl Rose. Oh, he's crazy. Yeah, he's Axl fucking Rose.
There is a war for your mind.
Information is the unlock.
Information warfare.
I come to you with a spring in my step, a song in my heart, emotionally and spiritually refreshed, because you know how, as humans, we have to accept the fact that sometimes bad things happen to good people? Well, by the grace of God, sometimes bad things happen to Alex Jones.
That's a good thing.
The despicable and ridiculous Alex Jones
deserves every minute of torture.
I don't like giving people like Alex Jones a platform, but what do you do? He's out there.
Tucker Carlson continues to fawn over Jones, calling
him one of the most important truth tellers in America today.
What does it mean for the future of InfoWars?
InfoWars.com.
This is InfoWars, right?
I think everybody wants to know, will he be shut down?
This verdict shuts down Alex Jones? Good.
I guess the good guys just won the InfoWars.
He is the number one threat to these people.
Take the bullhorn away.
You know, kicked us off the internet, tried to ban our IP, got banks to cancel us, lawsuits, censorship, investigations from the FBI. I mean, everything has been thrown at us.
Take him out. Make certain he can't rebuild the platform.
That's what matters.
I hope that we never see someone like him again.
InfoWars.com lives. People can come to my show every day, 11 a.m. Central, and they can hear what I'm actually saying, Piers, versus what you're trying to put in my mouth.
You got God's warriors coming together like the SWAT team of free thought.
It has become more than ever a litmus test as to whether you get what's going on in the world or not.
This is InfoWars, right?
If you don't get what Alex Jones represents, if you can't recognize that Alex Jones is the real deal, you don't get anything.
We're going to give this information on InfoWars.
So no concept of the wider perspective here. If you still can't see through the lies that are telling you that Alex Jones is somehow not who he says he is, you still can't get it.
We've been fighting this battle for a long time, Alex, and we just got to salute you as a Christian and as American, because you paved the way to make braver soldiers like us today.
This is about good versus evil and God fighting the devil. You got to pick a side now.
InfoWarriors.
All we ever do is promote human freedom of every race, color, and creed. Our message is really imperative for everyone to understand, like, this is the way out. It's about understanding that every single human being has a right to live their life the way they want, unmolested and uncontrolled by those with more power than them. So no matter what they say about us, no matter how they want to portray us, just know that InfoWars really represents something totally unique, totally special, and an existential threat to the most vicious, evil, totalitarian, and importantly, miserable people on the earth. Who is the number one player in all of this? Who is the number one symbol of alternative media and, you know, internet content? It is
the legend that is Alex Jones, and you were fighting on the front line, and now we're here with you. You got some other superheroes, part of the Avenger movie, fighting for Christ and free speech.
Folks, we really are going to save this country, and we really are going to save this planet.
On InfoWars, think about that for a second.
They're going to remember Alex Jones. They're going to remember InfoWars.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Well, barring a miracle,
InfoWars, the website, the studio, will be shut down somewhere in or around January 1st, 2026. But regardless, the InfoWar lives on. But InfoWarsStore.com, the legendary site that literally funded the InfoWar because of your great support for so many great products, has gotten two final shipments in of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil. Both are the highest quality, the best out there. They're fan favorites. And right now, they're 40% off until they sell out. So this is probably, I said about 90% chance, your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't worry, the InfoWar will continue with the Alex Jones Network. It will continue with all the other work we're doing. But right now, if you want to get these legendary products, the last time you can, get them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're both 40% off for a limited time, so take action now, InfoWarsStore.com.
To the War Room with Leonardo Joni. I'm your host for today because I think Harrison was abducted by the globalists, so we're still working on getting him back. We've got some exciting things we're going to talk about today. I've sent over some links, but some of the stuff we're going to talk about, guys, is, as everybody knows, Twitter made it possible to see locations this past week, and the DHS was revealed to be located in Israel. Oh no! So immediately people began posting screenshots and screen recordings showing that DHS was said to be located in Israel. And within about 15 to 20 minutes of this news breaking, the feature was no longer available. Meaning we couldn't see the locations anymore until they went back in, fixed whatever problem there was, and suddenly we could see locations again. Let's go ahead and pull up that first link there from Lauren Witzke, where she's showing the screen recording. There's a tweet. I don't know if you guys can get that up. There we go. Nope, the first one. It was the first one. Yeah, there we go. This is it. So this is a screen recording where somebody went and clicked. Can we start it from the beginning? Let's start this from the beginning. There we go. So they're clicking to see the location, right? And you can see that it says Israel. It's a little blurry. And then what they're showing you on the side is a program that runs to show you if there have been any changes made to the screen recording, right? Like if there's been any kind of Photoshop. And as you can see, none is being detected. This is all exactly what people were seeing when they were clicking on the Department of Homeland Security's location. It was coming up as based in Israel. So the news of this broke, and you know, the Department of Homeland Security first initially just replied to the tweet that said they were located in Israel with a funny meme of Trump going, oh, as if he's been shocked and being caught, try to play it off as if it was funny. Well, nobody was laughing because they were like, no, it says that you're based in Israel. Well, now the stories have come up, right? The Department of Homeland Security made a tweet that said, I can't believe we have to say this, but this account has only ever been run and operated from the United States. Screenshots are easy to forge. Videos are easy to manipulate. Thank you for your attention to this matter. And that is correct. Screenshots are easy to forge and videos are easy to manipulate. That's why we showed you the video of the Photoshop editor detector saying, nope, this was an actual screen recording. Okay? Now, the story kept changing, all right, because Nikita Beer, one of the, I guess, admins over at X, says, gave us two different excuses for trying to say that it, that the story was fake. First, he said, this is fake news. We can go to that second link, guys, if you want to pull that up so people can read along with me and see that I'm reading from Nikita's very tweet there. Are you seeing it? All right, I'll read it while you guys pull it up, right? So it says, he said, this is fake news. Location was not available on any gray check account at any point. Furthermore, the DHS has only shown IPs from the United States since account creation. Well, that would be fair if we, there we go, that's the one. If we scroll down, just click on that first image so that we can see that first image there. Yep, there we go. Right there, it says this is fake news. Location was not available at on any gray check account. Oh, interesting. Interesting, because we actually did click on it, okay? But then if you click on the second image, guys, let's pull that second image up. You'll see another excuse that he says. He says, oh, it was shut off because the account creation country was incorrect on a very small subset of old accounts due to IP ranges changing over time. You tell me what that means. How does an IP range in America suddenly show up in Israel? And not like, why didn't it show up like Canada or Mexico or Venezuela? No, it showed up Israel, where we have all this suspicion that our Department of Homeland Security might be working for a foreign government, okay? Stop spreading misinformation. You're just as bad as those engaged in foreign interference. Well, we're not doing any foreign interference. We're actually trying to find the truth and attacking people for trying to find the truth as being bad and malicious agents is how you try to discredit someone who's revealing something you don't want them to see. So I'm not saying it was definitely based in Israel, but I do find it interesting that the Department of Homeland Security was founded in November 2002 in response to 9/11. What happened after 9/11? Oh, yeah. We went to war in the Middle East to fight the enemies of Israel. In fact, Benjamin Netanyahu even came to our Congress and started campaigning for us to go to war with Saddam. And he said, I guarantee you, if you go to war with Saddam, it'll be peaceful and everybody will be happy. And none of that happened. Okay? And let's not forget that the second in charge of the Department of Homeland Security, the second administrator, was Michael Chertoff. Yes, let's see if we can pull up a picture of Michael Chertoff here. Michael Chertoff, yes. Let's see, did you guys, okay, I'll actually just see if I can share my screen with everybody. So you guys can see, oh, I can't, okay, if you guys let me share my screen, then I can share it with people, okay? Michael Chertoff was an American attorney, and he was the second United States Secretary of Homeland Security. How do we like that, everyone, huh? Why was he so significant? Whoa, well, I'll tell you why. Because remember when there were a bunch of Israeli art students and the dancing Israelis that were caught after 9/11. Well, Michael Chertoff let them go back to Israel with no problem. So people being suspicious about the Department of Homeland Security maybe being an office that's foreign run and interested in helping a foreign government, then getting confirmed when location get turned on and the people who are running our country are too stupid to fix it before you turn it on, and it shows that it's in Israel. Yeah, stop gaslighting us. There's a reason that we are suspicious. Okay? Oh, yeah, Michael Chertoff's mom was born in Israel. So, yeah, that would be the connection there. Okay, so this is what's going on. And also, you know, it would be one thing if they just had a pretty good story about what happened, you know, it was a mistake, right? If you just said it was a mistake, and you showed us some other accounts that also were cross-pollinating with the IPs, we could be like, okay, maybe. But you came up with like three different stories, okay? One of them was it was edited. It was an edited video, edited screenshot, so it's wrong. The second one was, well, no government accounts had anything displaying. And the third one was, it was showing that by mistake. So we know you're lying now, okay? Now we know you're lying, and everybody should just be aware that the Department of Homeland Security, which runs TSA, and you know how you guys have to go through those X-ray screening machines? Unless you pay like a $150 fee, which apparently is enough to make you not a terrorist, but if you're going through security regular, when you're going to get on a plane, you got to go through the body scans. Well, guess who put those in and who profits off those? If you said Michael Chertoff, you were correct. That's right. He was crucial to instituting the body scanners that I think may end up giving people cancer because you just got X-rays filling your body. So that's what's happening there, okay? Now, if that isn't enough, let's go to that video of the Zionist Melanie Phillips basically calling for violence from Jewish people and Zionists towards any non-Jews who want to interfere with their plan. Something that if any non-Jew called for against Jews, they would be instantly arrested for. But here she is in public, in a conference, just openly, publicly calling for a full-scale genocide of Israel's enemies. But no, there is no genocide going on in Palestine, and if you think there is, you're an anti-Semite, okay? Let's go ahead and play that video, guys.
Now there is a spirit abroad in Israel, which people have not seen before, a spirit among younger people. They will not be diverted from defeating the enemy. It is no longer enough simply to what was called mowing the lawn, to keep the enemy down on the basis that they're always going to be there and we're always going to fight them. No, enough. We will now fight to defeat the enemy because we know that only defeating the enemy is what we should be doing. And there's been a realization that this idea of mowing the lawn, this idea of not going too far, this idea of doing what the world expects us to do, that is galut mentality, that is diaspora mentality, that is trying to please and appease the world, but the world we now understand from what we've been living through and are still living through, the world cannot be appeased, it has to be fought. It has been described, and I think most wonderfully, as a move from Talmud to Tanakh, by which I mean this. The Talmud, that collection of rabbinical ordinances, which justifiably can be said to have kept the Jewish people alive since their exile from the land of Israel, is very much a diaspora mentality. It is a mentality which looks inward, which says we are up against a world which hates us, we have to protect ourselves. The Tanakh is full of stories of the Jewish people of antiquity fighting real battles, killing real people in defense of their nation and their people and their faith. And that is what has to be done. And I see that what we are seeing now in this war that has been fought is the resurrection of the Tanakh Jew, the return of the heroic Davidic warrior. Strength, not weakness.
Okay, interesting. She would like her fellow Zionist Jews to remember when Jews killed real people and start killing real people again. And everybody in America should feel totally fine because she's talking about the Palestinians, right? 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 No, not right, because she actually cites how in part of her speech, she also talks about how Europe has historical guilt for the persecution of Jews that they've done. Interesting. So Europe has, all Europeans have historical guilt for the actions of their ancestors, which then makes me ask, well, do the Jews have historical guilt for the actions of their Bolshevik ancestors who waged war against Europeans time after time after time again? Do they? Or does this, is this only a one-way street? See, you have to be very cautious when someone starts saying, we have to kill the enemy. The enemy is threatening our life. And it, they are not specific and clear about who the enemy is. Because then the enemy can be defined in any which way they want. So I technically could be an enemy right now because I'm highlighting the insanity of what she's saying and how this could be used to commit a genocide against any person who opposes whatever actions Israel feels it needs to do to defend itself. Okay? Very, very dangerous talk. And you have to say, if this person, like I would force her to define who is her enemy. Is this your only enemy? Is this the only person who could be your enemy? Okay? And they want us to feel totally okay with whatever's going on with the Palestinians because they're these crazy Muslims. They're crazy, insane, terrorist Muslims. But they always leave out that a huge segment of the Palestinians are Christians, the original Christians. You know, they were actually Jews who converted to Christianity because they followed Christ. In fact, if you look at their DNA, if you look at the DNA of a lot of Palestinian Christians and Muslims, their DNA is actually closer to the ancient Israelite DNA than the people who are claiming to be the true Israel now, which are really Polish and Eastern European Jews who decided that, hey, this plot of land is in a good place to do trade and has lots of minerals, so we want to go there and we're going to claim historical precedent, right? That's why you can't do DNA tests in Israel. Okay, a lot of information there. So I feel very, very uneasy listening to her talk about this because she also presents it as if, you know, we all have this idea too that like it's Jews have just always been victims and they have never done any acts of violence, but now they're going to start. Okay, yeah, you might believe this if you're historically illiterate and the only version of history you have is the one that was taught to you in school and you never looked at any primary source materials, you never studied any of the history of Eastern Europe, the communist revolutions that resulted in deaths of millions and millions of people, and you didn't know that those were orchestrated and started by ethnically Jewish people. Oh, no, you can't say that. Why? Why not? It's a fact. You can look it up. Go look up the Bolsheviks in Hungary, the communists in Hungary who started their Hungarian Soviet Republic. I believe this revolution started around 1904, and the leader of it was Bela Kun. Ah, Bela Kun was ethnically Jewish. All of the leadership in his party was ethnically Jewish. And they started a revolution against the Hungarian prince and the Hungarian monarchical government because they told the workers, oh, you're oppressed. You need to fight for your rights. And they started a revolution against them. And then once they won, they nationalized apartment housing. They gave 100,000 homeless people free shelter. All rent was canceled. Everybody got unemployment benefits. There was free maternity leave, free medical care, higher wages. And you go, well, how could that be bad? That's all gotta be good because nothing's free. All of that stuff had to be paid for from someone. You can't just, you know, you can't just like give someone a house because someone had to make that house. Someone had to cut down the trees for the lumber that you're going to use. Somebody had to put them together to build a house. Somebody had to paint it. So the land had to have been maintained. So what you've done when you've given someone a house is you've literally just stolen someone's labor. Now, that'll be fine for the 5 minutes that you transfer this house that someone built to someone else. But guess what's going to happen? All the house builders are going to see that, oh, if I build a house, you're just going to steal it from me and give it to someone. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to stop building houses. So when all the house builders stop building houses, now you better hope that you don't have any more people who need houses because you're not going to have any more houses. And this is what they did. And what ended up happening is it led to runaway inflation. because you've given everybody everything for free, so there's no value to the money because there's no labor to back it up, and it led to mass starvation. What do you know? Every single time, okay? And this is what they're trying to do all around the Western world. You see this happening in England, for example. In England, the English people, the native English people, the British, have to go to work. They get up at 7. They go to their construction jobs. They go to their labor jobs. They pay taxes. They do the work. And then they're watching all of these Middle Eastern and African refugees coming in, getting free housing, aid, free medical care. They're not getting up until 10, 11 o'clock, walking around in their pajamas, claiming they're disabled, they can't work. Guess what's going to happen? The Brits are going to go, I'm building houses for the invaders. You're stealing from me. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to stop building houses. I'm going to stop working. And if I'm not working, I don't have any taxes to pay. So then what's going to happen? There's no homes. There's nothing to eat. Nobody's around to support all of these invaders who somehow think that Britain just magically has wealth and prosperity and enough to eat, and it has nothing to do with the labor of the British citizens. Okay? So you can see the roots of this ideology that is infesting the West is communist ideology, communist Marxist ideology. But because we don't learn real history in this country, we spend all this time learning about the Nazis, the evil Nazis. There's movie after movie after movie every year about the evil Nazis. Fine, we understand the dangers of fascism. Thanks for drilling that. What about the dangers of communism? Because communism is also evil and dangerous. Why don't we learn about that? Oh, is it because the communists are in charge of our country and our curriculum? I don't know. Let's look around at the world, and it looks like we are being infested by the same communist Marxist ideology that has destroyed civilization after civilization. Okay? So here are some fun things that happened, okay? When they did all that, you know, they canceled the rent. They just gave housing. You completely decimated the middle class. The middle class tended to be landowners, and they tended to be landlords. So you just took their property, nationalized it, right? And you, who do you hear talking about this? Oh, the good old Mamdani in New York City, right? What is he talking about? He's talking about affordable housing, free housing, rent, no rent increases, free groceries, government-owned groceries. That's going to be really awesome for exactly 5 seconds, okay? And then once the farmers stop getting paid for their food, they're going to stop sending you food. Now, I know you think, well, we can just force them. I know they thought the same thing in Hungary. But the peasantry decided they would rather burn their own agricultural products than give it to the urban communists who they saw as just working for Bela Kun and his fellow Jewish commissars who had just confiscated everything. Well, they were like, well, since I'm just feeding these people who hate me and are just stealing from me, I'd rather burn it. And that's what will happen here. And that's what leads to complete starvation, because the peasantry wasn't eating. You were taking their the fruits of their labor, which is what I'm saying, right? If you keep doing this, the house builders, the farmers, the people who keep everything running will go, I'm out. And good luck trying to get third worlders to figure out how to turn the power on. Okay, we'll have more. We're going on break right now, but we'll be back in just a few minutes. Hang tight.
This is the biggest show we've ever run. It runs until Friday. Listen to this. Listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. Buy any supplement and get any other supplement you want free. So you can buy a supplement that's $20 and get one that's $40 for free. Did you hear that? That is insane. And there's a bunch of other specials running on top of it. We have an 80%+ reorder on these supplements. People love them so much, but I'm trying to get those of you out there that are on the fence, 99% of you, to go there and experience Irish sea moss. We got the strongest, best. Experience our turmeric. It's the best. The products are so good. Our Ultra Methylene Blue, our Shilajit, our Irish sea moss, our Spike Protein, Pro Cardiovascular, Super Formula, Ultimate Life Force. Experience it all. This is game-changing. Also, site-wide, 25% off on all apparel. All these new incredible designs of T-shirts, ball caps, hoodies, sweaters, Christmas designs, you name it. It's all there. We will continue to fight. We'll never give up or back down or sell out, but we could give out without your support. So I want to salute those that have supported and humbly ask those that haven't. Are we not the tip of the spear? Are we not changing the world? I need your support. Plus, these are great products. This is a win-win. So get in here right now. We need your help. They have appointed a state receiver to shut us down. We've basically exhausted everything in court. The receiver from the state court says he's going to try to have an auction, but we don't know. It could be 2 weeks from now, a month from now, but they say we should be closed by early January. Okay? Well, here's the deal. We have the Alex Jones Backup Network. That's funded by thealexjonesstore.com. But also, thealexjonesstore.com is funding InfoWars. Because if they have a real auction and the good guys are able to buy it, if they actually do that, unlike what happened in federal court, we'll stay here and it'll be great. So this is like we're on death row here. Do we get the reprieve again? So that's the struggles. That's why supporting us now at this critical moment is more important than ever. Plus, the products are insanely good. Just do your Christmas shopping early with us. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And everybody that's going to buy anything is going to be a VIP. It's not even a commitment. You cancel any time for free. You get $30 to be a VIP each month. $40 instantly each month to spend the store. Special deals, special offers, special sales. Everybody should be a VIP. You just get special offers and special deals and $40 for $30. So you make $10 on your first purchase right there. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thanks for your support.
Step right up and behold a creation so powerful, so potent, it could only come from my secret vitality factory. Shilajit Gummies. Packed with ancient minerals and super-infused goodness, these little squares of power will boost your day faster than a fizzy lifting drink. Need that spark of pure imagination? Pop one of these into your mouth and feel the natural energy flow right through you. Visit thealexjonesstore.com.
We are live, still on air, despite all the admissions of the CIA, the FBI, the DOJ, hundreds of millions of dollars spent trying to shut us down. But despite that, because you, the activist audience in the arena, stood with us with your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support, we have not only persevered, we have not only overcome, but we have dominated.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com today.
The spirit of victory lives in InfoWars. And InfoWars is more than a URL. It is more than this building. It is the people of America and the world becoming awake and standing up and rising and demanding liberty and freedom in the animating contest in the war against the tyrants.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Yes. Oh, we're live. Yes. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Okay, we've got some additional things I want to talk about. I don't know if you guys have seen this, but the NHS in England is about to start an experiment where they're going to jab hundreds of children, some of them as young as 10 years old, with puberty blockers. That's right. The demonic NHS that's supposed to be concerned about your health and protecting your children wants to castrate them with puberty blockers, okay? And for what reason? Oh, they said they're going to do an experiment to see what effect puberty blockers have. Well, here's an idea. Kids have been taking puberty blockers for the last at least 10 years, and we have seen the effects, right? There was a child recently who took a puberty blocker. He was on, He was on a very famous TV show. I just read about this. I don't know if you guys can find this. Okay. His mother was encouraging. He was on a reality show. He was supposed to be the, front page. Like, he was supposed to be the poster child of the trans kid, right? So if you remember, he was on this reality show and he often would say things that suggested that maybe he really wasn't trans. And his mother would encourage him, no, this is who you are and we support who you are. And he was on puberty blockers. And now he's an adult, he's in his 20s, and he's sort of come out as like, he's not trans, but he's completely sterile. He's sterile. It's interfered with his natural development. He has a soft childlike jaw. He has not grown up because they interfered with his natural development. So we don't need to be jabbing hundreds of kids with puberty blockers to see what the effect is. Why in the world would the English government be doing this? Well, I have an idea. Maybe it's because they're trying to further destroy the native British population by sterilizing and destroying their children. Because do you think any of the Pakistani Muslims who live there are going to have their kids sign up for this experiment? Do you think any of the Indian immigrants who live there are going to have their kids sign up for this experiment? Do you think any of the Middle Eastern Muslims are going to have any of their children sign up for this experiment? Do you think any of the African refugees are going to have any of their kids sign up for this experiment? No. This experiment is going to be predominantly white British children. I would put any amount of money on it that it's going to be 99.9% white British children, maybe one or two random Muslim kids who were foster kids that they scooped up and put in there. And they're going to completely destroy these kids. Okay, so Elon Musk tweeted about this. This is evil and cannot be allowed to proceed. I fully agree with him. And who else but Elon Musk should know about the horrendous nature of putting children on puberty blockers, as we've seen with his son, who now claims to be his daughter. I think her name is Violet. You guys correct me if I'm mistaken here. Who now prances around dancing, you know, and here's the thing. These kids that sort of these boys that become girls, they never just like, I don't know, put on a dress and dream of, you know, having children and playing house and cooking. No. They become girls and then they become strippers. They become hypersexualized. We see this, right? Elon Musk's son now dancing and twirling around in a hypersexualized manner that even if he was a girl would be inappropriate for his age. That should tell you what the plan and the agenda is, right? It's always about raping kids and getting the kids to be complicit in their own rape, okay? And you might be thinking, like, I can't believe that we're letting this happen, but maybe this is because it's 2025. This is, again, my whole point of what happens when you are historically illiterate. No. The sexualization and destruction of children is always one of the first aims of any communist takeover of your government, okay? We all know about the Weimar Republic in Germany, right? That was a government. The Weimar was a government that was run by communist Marxists. And what did they do? They started the first transgender clinic. They did the first transgender surgeries. They started the puberty blockers. Okay. Well, it happened even before that. Yes, it did. It happened in Hungary. Remember when I was talking to you about the Bolshevik takeover of Hungary starting in 1904? Well, by the time the Marxists were in charge, they had their number one, Marxist, I don't know how to say his name, Georgi Lukacs, okay? Somebody help me pronounce this. It's G-Y-O-R-G-Y Lukacs. Well, they put him in charge of education. You guys can Google his name and pull up a picture. They put him in charge of education and culture And what was the first thing he did? Oh, he started sex education in primary schools. Does this sound familiar? Does this sound like, remember when Florida was opposing this and they started a don't say gay bill and you had the leftist communist owned media losing their mind going, I can't believe that Florida is doing this. And it was like, can't believe they're doing what? Oh, they're not teaching kids about gay sex as young as 8 years old. And you thought maybe the world's just gone crazy and this is the first time this happened. No, it happened almost 100 years ago, actually a little more than 100 years ago, with Mr. Lukakis, who decided that teaching kids in primary school sex education was a very important goal. And he did this specifically in order to destroy the children's minds. That's right. That's right. Yep. The dangerous don't say gay. Here, let me go ahead and pull up Mr. Lukakis so everybody can see what I'm talking about. Here we go, guys. Mr. Lukakis. Doesn't he look just like he's so interested in your children and in their well-being? Huh? Doesn't he? Doesn't he just? Does? There we go. All right. This is, to me, this is the quintessential picture of a communist Marxist. That is a lazy piece of shit who wants to lay around, quote unquote, stimulating his intellect all day with all these bullshit books and ideas. But he does not, look at his weak, soft, frail body that has never done a single day's hard labor. But he's going to sit around and pontificate about the way that your children should be educated, really destroyed, and the way culture should be, according to him. This, you guys can find this type in the streets of New York City, in Brooklyn. You've got all these lazy, soft, weak communists laying around the coffee shops, thinking about the way that society should be structured so they can do their art. And their art usually sucks, right? They're in the streets of San Francisco. They were once in the streets of Moscow. You know, you've now got the guy on the Young Turks, what's his freaking name? Do you guys remember his name? Piker, thank you. Hassan Piker. The easily looks very similar. Look at that. Look at that smug. I'm gonna wear my expensive suit. This guy's a millionaire and he wants to talk about eating the rich. You are the rich, bitch. So this is often what you'll find with these people. Their bullshit ideology that is not that comes from not being real. Okay. So the whole point of the sex education in primary schools was they specifically wanted to destroy the brains of young children. Okay. They had a policy where they were specifically targeting children's minds and they wanted to show them. Can you hear me? My camera back? Is it off? Oh, stop sharing my screen. Thank you very much. Okay. Appreciate it. Okay. Sorry about that, guys. A little technical difficulties as I am, doing this remote. Okay. But what was Lukakis's mission was that he wanted to break down the consciousness of the young Hungarian children so that they would reject Christianity. That was the target. So he showed them very depravitous, graphic, sexual content, things that kids shouldn't be seen, right? They shouldn't see. And the parents were outraged. Tell me if this does not remind you of exactly what's going on in our country now, right? You've got, thank you for this, right? Exactly. You've got the kids out here doing drag queen story hour, waving their flags, being taught about all the different genders they could be, all the different sexes they could be, right? These drag shows are specifically for the kids. You don't see the drag people going to read to people in a nursing home. No, they go to a school. The kids are being shown graphically sexual things on TV with the music videos, right? You had these books that were being introduced into schools to teach kids about anal sex and gay sex and how to perform fellatio. It's not a mistake, okay? It's not, this isn't an accident. This is not, oops, this is not, oh, we're trying to help your kids. Every instinct that you feel, they are trying to destroy your children. You need to get that through your thick fucking brains, okay? And realize that these people hate you, they hate your kids, and they want to see the full destruction of Western society. You are at war, okay? You've been put on notice. You can't put your head in the sand and pretend, oh, maybe these people have good intention. No, you are at war. And being ignorant about it isn't going to save you or save your kids. And the next phase of this war is disarming and starving you. This is why you keep seeing another mass shooting orchestrated, another call to more limitations on gun rights. The Northeast of New York, Connecticut, New Jersey basically don't have gun rights. You have to go through a 2-year process to get a gun license up there. Okay. So they've basically achieved their goal there. And if you notice, it hasn't really stopped the violent gun crimes. It just puts law-abiding citizens, aka white people, as the target. Okay. So yeah, do not bury your head in the sand, okay? Because you don't like what this means and you don't like what it means that you will have to do, okay? This is the time when the boomers could, you know, just be like, pick yourself up by your bootstraps and all that BS is over. It's over. These people want your kids. They want to destroy your kids, okay? So you can't be out here pretending to not know and thinking, granting them the idea that maybe they had good intentions. No. They've done this before. So pick up a history book, go look at what happened with the Hungarian Soviet Republic. Go see how they destroyed the kids the exact same way. Go see how they foisted the most depraved imagery. Okay. All of their films, all of their culture, the voices that were the loudest were the ones that were the most depraved. Now look at present day America. Who are the megastars in present day America? Cardi B with wet ass pussy. Rappers who are going on talking about how they're gonna murder and rape. Sam Smith and his demonic dressing up as a fat transgender demon. This isn't a mistake, guys. This is not an accident. This is not oops. This is not, we're just being artistic and fun. This is deliberate. This is intentional. This is psychological warfare. It's aimed at your children. And if you don't stop it, you're going to lose your kids. Okay? The time to fight this is not when your kids become transgender. It's too late then. Elon Musk, one of the richest men in the world, can't save his kid. What hope do you think you have? So, and you're responsible because your kids can't protect themselves. That's your job. So all of this stuff is completely connected. You might think like, oh, it just, there was a break and it, the same mind virus. No. You see? What happened was, after 1919, in Hungary, there was a revolution again, and they overthrew the communist rulership, and Gregory Lukacs fled, came to New York, partnered up with Felix Weil, that's a good name, right? Another Marxist, and they started the Institute for Social Research, which became the home for, ready for it, the Frankfurt School, which found its home in Columbia University. I'm sure if you're listening to InfoWars, you have heard of the Frankfurt School. The Frankfurt School is responsible for every permutation of woke culture that you see today. It is responsible for the communist ideology that's running rampant. It is responsible for the gender ideology that's running rampant. It's responsible for the sexual revolution of the 60s, which started this whole depraved, immoral culture that we're in. It's responsible for the acceptance of LGBT ideology. It is responsible for all the sex education that's going on in your schools. Okay? So it's all connected, and it's all going back to the beginnings of the late 1800s, early 1900s, when this communist Marxist ideology, which came out of the ethnically Jewish mind, which makes me ask, Miss Melanie Phillips, once again, where is your historical guilt for the destruction of society and the, and white Western culture that you have orchestrated for at least the last 120 years? And probably further than that, okay? And all of this stuff dovetails into the, all of these things, they seem like separate things, right? It seems like, oh, the genocide in Palestine is separate, the trans ideology thing is separate, the war on whites and aggravating black people to hate white people is separate. But in truth, they're all connected subterraneously by these ideologies that come out of the Marxist mind that preaches a victimhood class, right? And teaches different quote unquote minority groups, which is a joke because the real minority are Europeans, which are less than 7% of the world population. Okay. Teaches a minorities that they are victims of this oppressive Western Christian culture, and that Western Christian patriarchal culture must be overthrown for full liberation. Well, take a look around, guys, and tell me if you feel liberated. Tell me if you feel liberated as you go to work day in and day out, paying 30 to 40% of your income to a government that is aimed at destroying you and destroying your kids with psychological warfare. Tell me if you feel liberated when, if you say anything that calls into question the global homo regime, your whole life is canceled. Tell me if you feel liberated if when you speak out against Israel, everybody attacks you for being a bigot, you get deplatformed, debanked, you get death threats. Tell me if you feel liberated. Tell me if you feel liberated that if your child tells your teacher that they're a different gender, your teacher can transition the child without your knowledge. And if you oppose it, they can take the kid away from you. Tell me if you feel liberated there. No, I don't think so, right? That's not liberation. Everything they preach is exactly inverted and satanic. The liberation they want is for you to be liberated enough to enslave yourself to these base human desires, which will be your masters, okay? Oh, you're so free. You can go on the web and watch any kind of pornography that you want. Isn't that freedom? Let's talk to the kids whose minds have been broken because pornography was available to them before they could even, let's say, learn how to read. And their first experiences with sexuality happened before they even hit puberty. And now they're completely broken and can't get aroused when there's an actual woman in front of them. Tell me if those kids are free. How about all the men who have to fight porn addiction and it's a constant battle in their heads? Don't go online. Don't go watch porn. Then they're just scrolling on X and they search the wrong thing and it comes up and they're back in the chains. Tell me if those people are free. Tell me if the 350 plus pound people who can't stop eating, even though they're completely destroying themselves and killing themselves, because everywhere they go, it's, don't you want this very tasty, disgusting thing? How about this one? How about this one? Right? Everywhere they go, there's a trigger for them to indulge in gluttony. Tell me if those people are free. Wasn't it better in the 1900s? You go look at old footage, go look at old photos. People are slim. They're thin. They farm or whatever. They make their own food. But none of them are, you know, suffering from mobility issues. And their brains are addicted to this stuff that is meant to hijack our survival instincts. Wasn't that better? Wasn't it better when you had your family around? They were down the road and holidays would come and the homes would be filled. 20, 30 people in a home celebrating, being connected to tradition, feeling a connection to God and a sense that life had meaning, life had purpose. They have the old generation there guiding them and then they're seeing the new generation. And there's a meaning to their life and Christmas isn't just about the Black Friday deals you got. Wasn't that better? Now, what do we have? Friendsgiving? People you're not connected to? Just because they accept your fake identity that you didn't even make up, you didn't even want, but it's been forced on you? That's better? You have no connection to anyone around you? You don't feel at home? You don't feel like you have a country? There's no one here who you know? You don't feel like you can trust your neighbor because you can't, because your neighbor has no connection to you and they'll turn you in for not wearing a mask in a globally orchestrated fake pandemic. You tell me that we're free now, but we were in prison before. And it's all because we don't know our own history and because we're afraid to call out the bullshit when we see it because we get attacked. And you do get attacked. You get attacked. For telling the truth. That's true. You should still do it. Because the cost of not telling the truth is this world that we live in that is completely devoid of meaning and connection and purpose. And our kids are killing themselves in one way or another because they don't see a way out. And there's no one holding the torch of truth and of light for them to say, wait a second, that's the way I'm supposed to be oriented. They're lost. It's completely dark. Nobody has held the torch. So this is the world that we live in, okay? And it's not new. It hasn't been started. We're going to go on break. There's a very somber moment here. But when we come back from break, we are going to be talking about the epic war on whites that's going on. Not just white people getting attacked as we saw on the subways and walking down the street, women getting punched in the head by non-whites, but also when whites even defend themselves against non-whites, the full measure of justice comes down on their heads. We are in a war, folks, okay? The communists, the Bolsheviks have control of your government. All the signs are around you. It's time for you to wake up and see them. More when we come back.
Everything we do is the tip of the spear. You are the tip of the spear when you spread the word, when you pray for us, when you buy products. So listen, we have shortfalls, and they're not even that big. But I understand the economy's totally shot. Our audience is as big as it's ever been. And back when the economy was going and we had an audience this big, we'd be in high cotton and I'd be able to expand. Right now, I'm just trying to stay on air. So I need you to make the decision to go to thealexjonesstore.com right now. And take advantage of the biggest sale ever. Black Friday came early. That's right. Black Friday has come early. We always launch it the weekend after before Black Friday. Be a little different. Black Friday comes early. Mega sale. The biggest sale ever. Buy one, get one free on all supplements. The Irish Sea Moss, the Ultramethylene Blue, the Shilajit, the Bovine Colostrum, and dozens of other amazing products. This is the biggest sale we've ever done. Ends Friday, November 28th. Buy any supplement and get any other supplement for free. Normally, it's buy one bottle of Irish Sea Moss, get another bottle of Irish Sea Moss, or buy one bottle of Methylene Blue, get another bottle. No, this is add any supplement to your cart and get another supplement free. You can mix and match any of our amazing supplements together. Don't miss out. This offer ends Friday, November 28th. Visit thealexjonesstore.com today and fuel your body, mind, and power the info war. Take advantage of this amazing deal while supplies last. And here's another little tidbit that makes this a total loss leader when you use it. If you go to alexjonesapp.com and download the Droid or Apple app for free, that are the top apps, just in the last few months we launched it, folks at Bigly, the Alex Jones channel, the Alex Jones network, it's the same shopping cart on the app for your desktop or phone. You get an additional 20% off at checkout on top. So everybody should get the app and should definitely use that. But if you want to support us more, get more funds in, then don't use the app and get the additional 20% off. I'm serious. It's like a form of a donation. When I tell you that I need your support, it's absolutely critical. This is the most critical time.
I'm grateful that the court ended the case against me, which was a prosecution based on malevolence and incompetence.
This investigation of the president was corrupt. The FBI and the Department of Justice were politicized and weaponized. And in my opinion, there are only two possibilities. That you were deliberately corrupt or woefully incompetent. And I don't believe you were incompetent.
This case mattered to me personally, obviously, but it matters most because a message has to be sent that the President of the United States cannot use the Department of Justice to target his political enemies. I don't care what your politics are, you have to see that as fundamentally un-American and a threat to the rule of law that keeps all of us free.
Did any FBI agents or confidential informants actively participate in the events of January 6th? Yes or no?
Sir, I can't answer that.
I know that Donald Trump will probably come after me again. And my attitude is going to be the same. I'm innocent. I am not afraid. And I believe in an independent federal judiciary.
Well, what I will say is that everybody knows that James Comey lied to Congress.
On May 3rd, 2017, in this committee, Chairman Grassley asked you point blank, quote, have you ever been an anonymous source in news reports about matters relating to the Trump investigation or the Clinton investigation? You responded under oath, quote, never. He then asked you, quote, have you ever authorized someone else at the FBI to be an anonymous source in news reports about the Trump investigation or the Clinton administration? You responded again under oath, no. Now, as you know, Mr. McCabe, who works for you, has publicly and repeatedly stated that he leaked information to the Wall Street Journal and that you were directly aware of it and that you directly authorized it. Now, what Mr. McCabe is saying and what you testified to this committee cannot both be true. One or the other is false. Who's telling the truth?
I just can only speak to my testimony. I stand by what the testimony you summarized that I gave in May of 2017.
So your testimony is you've never authorized anyone to leak. And Mr. McCabe, if he says contrary, is not telling the truth. Is that correct?
Again, I'm not going to characterize Andy's testimony, but mine is the same today.
It's as clear as day. And this judge took an unprecedented action to throw these cases out to shield James Comey and Letitia James from accountability based on a technical ruling. And the administration disagrees with that technical ruling. We believe the attorney in this case, Lindsay Halligan, is not only extremely qualified for this position, but she was, in fact, legally appointed. And I know the Department of Justice will be appealing this in very short order. So maybe James Comey should pump the brakes on his victory lap.
Well, the Drudge Report, the Democrat Party mouthpiece, has the headline, Bondi blows it. Comey and James cases dismissed by another one of these globalist judges, the same ones that have said everything Trump's been doing is illegal, like arresting illegal aliens, and of course higher courts then override it. But it's a lot harder when a criminal case gets dismissed by a judge.
Did the FBI do these investigations by the book?
No.
No question.
No question.
These FBI records about the burn bags came to light during the criminal prosecution of former FBI Director James Comey. These burn bags contained records from Mar-a-Lago, January 6th, and the FBI Russia probe.
Someone has access to those different cases, a very limited source.
So limited source or a very senior person.
Right.
Is the fact that there was an investigator level briefing for journalists at the New York Times?
That is highly, if it's not illegal, I don't know what it is.
Lindsay showed the receipts that Kash Patel and Dan Bongino found, including in the burn bags inside of a skiff inside the FBI. They were trying to destroy this evidence, and Cash and Dan found it, turned it over to Lindsay, And Lindsey filed her response to Comey's motion to dismiss for malicious prosecution.
The CIA warns the FBI, and then at the same time, they're applying to the National Security Court using information, which is opposition research.
Right. You can ruin somebody's life by just open investigation on them.
The globalists have most of the courts. They have the big corporations. They have a lot of the brainwashed young people. They have the universities. They don't have the mind of the average person anymore. But to them, they all feel insulated. They can just, as a mob, move against us in different ways. And that they're going to be victorious in the end. I can assure you that it's not going to go the way you think.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats and the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
White hatred that has taken over this country and is part of this communist agenda to destroy America and Western civilization with it. Now, you may not know how that's connected to the communists, but I will help you understand, okay? One of the biggest ideologies that came out of the Frankfurt School, thanks to Herbert Marcuse, who was the father of the sexual revolution, was this idea of victimhood. He inspired this coalition based on victimhood. Whether you were black, gay, Jewish, or a woman, he preached this ideology that any one of these groups was a victim of Western Christian culture, the quote-unquote patriarchy, because you were being ruled over by white Christian men and you didn't have quote unquote equal rights and the ability to do whatever you wanted. So he preached this ideology of victimhood. And this is why you will often see communist ideology in America being very closely connected to race ideology, the color revolution, if you will, right? And they're preaching this ideology that because you are a victim, you have to throw off the chains of your oppressor. And anything you do to get that freedom is okay. Because after all, your oppressors are enslaving you and they're using violence to do it. So you should be allowed to use violence to do it back. Okay? So now what we're seeing is blatant violent attacks on random white people. Even white women, actually, it's a lot of white women, right? Because it's easier for predators to attack those who are weak rather than those who are strong. And there's a complete justification of it with the way that the justice system treats them. So we've got an example here. We had Barry Washington Jr. Let's pull up that first link, guys, from Too White to Tweet. Go to that. Okay. There was a shooting in 2021 in Oregon where a drunk black man attacked a white man and his white fiance. And the black man was shot by the man he attacked. And Barry Washington Jr. well, was the guy who got, sorry, Barry Washington is the one who got shot. Excuse me for a second. Ian Cranston was the guy who shot him and ended up going to jail. Okay. So here we've got, you guys should check out Too White to Tweet. He's pretty awesome. He's always going down these, cases that are happening, these situations where white people are getting attacked. And it's usually by a black man who has a prior record and has been let out of jail 45, 70 times, whatever. And no one cares. So what happens in this case is Barry Washington, the black guy, gets drunk at a bar. He hits on Allie Butler. That's the white girl. Allie tells him she's not interested. Washington pursues her outside, continuing to make unwanted advances. This is when Allie's fiance, Ian Cranston, this guy, tells Washington to move along. She's taken. And shout out to Ian Cranston, right? Because you might look at this guy and go, oh, he's just a nerdy white guy. Turns out he had a spine, which is what they want to take away from you. So Allie Washington begins recording at this point. And that's when Washington strikes her and attempts to knock her phone away. And then Washington lunges at Cranston. This is after he's already violently assaulted him. And Cranston shoots a single round at Washington in self-defense, killing him, right? So what does the anti-white justice system do? Of course, none of us are surprised by this. They charge Cranston with second-degree murder, okay? This shouldn't be shocking. Look at what happened to Daniel Penny on the subway when he was trying to neutralize a violent, mentally ill black guy who had been arrested already multiple times. He stopped a threat. He wasn't the only one. There was two other guys involved, by the way, and I think they were not white. Neither of those guys gets charged. He gets charged. Now, they knew the case was bullshit. They knew the case wasn't going to get anywhere because you had photo image, you had witnesses, you had everything. But they still did it to send a message to you. Don't you dare try to stop the violent criminals from destroying you and destroying your society, because if you do, you're going to go to jail. Remember, the purpose of a system is what it does. And the communist system always seeks to arm and embolden the criminal while arresting and oppressing the law-abiding citizen. Because the law-abiding citizen is actually the threat to the communist system. The criminal is no threat. They can use the criminal for the purposes they want, the destruction of the existing order, so that they can come to power. And then once they come to power, they can round up the criminals then and do whatever they want with them, which is what they always do. Okay? But the law-abiding citizen, the patriarchy, the white Christian nationalist focused government is a problem because they won't allow the communists to come to power. Okay. So anyway, they find the Cranston guilty on both charges and they merge them into a higher first degree manslaughter charge. This is insane. There should be, a revolution in the streets because of this. Okay. The judge, Beth Bagley, refuses to inform the jury that in the state of Oregon, Ian Cranston had no duty to retreat. So she withholds information that the jury would have needed to understand why Cranston did not have to run away. Which, by the way, why do we have to run away from someone who's attacking us? As if that's going to save our lives, right? Because they want you dead or in jail, right? And if you fight back, they're going to put you in jail. So in October of this year, the appeals court reversed the decision because Beth Bagley withheld that information from the jury because she had a mission. And so while Ian Cranston remains locked up, he is awaiting for the state to either reject the initial verdict, which will result in another trial, right? Or restoring the original verdict, which would mean he'd have to be in jail. But he's spent already 4 years in jail. Okay. So this is disgusting. This is disgusting. Okay. Now he's not the only one. We're having examples of this every day. Let's go to the next link, everyone. In Queens, the district attorney, Melinda Katz, and if you're wondering if she is, yes, she is, successfully pushed to have Charles Foner, a 67-year-old white Queens man who has no prior arrests or criminal records, She had him sentenced to 4 years in prison after he shot and killed a would-be mugger who had 15 prior arrests. So what's going on? Right? What is going on? Oh, well, Charles Foner, 67-year-old man, was walking down the street when a mugger who has been arrested 15 times previously accosts him on the street. So he shoots him. He ends up killing him. No, Charles, you're not supposed to do that. You're a white man. You're supposed to allow yourself to get stabbed to death in the middle of the street. We're going to send you to jail. Why? Because the communists have taken over your justice system and they want to see the total destruction of the white man and everything he's built so that they can come to power and further destroy everything. Okay? So, this is the stuff that there should be a revolution in the streets for, folks. Okay? And you might say, okay, well, he was arrested 15 times, but that doesn't mean he couldn't have changed and he was just robbing you. What's the big deal? Which already, you know, that just shows your brainwashing. Well, let's take a look at a recent case. Let's go to the next link, guys, two links over with Kenan Peachy, okay? Bethany McGee, 26-year-old woman who was riding the Chicago train, was doused in gasoline and lit on fire by a man who I believe, if I read correctly, had 70 prior arrests. 70 prior arrests, okay? She has 60% of her body burned, okay? This is horrible. Well, we're praying for her to pull through and for God to heal her so that she can actually, you know, get some kind of life back, but she will be traumatized forever. And in case, you know, maybe you're like, she was a racist and she deserved it. Well, it seems that she had this picture up on her social media, the Black Lives Matter, I stand with black people, as all young white liberal women do, because they don't want to be targeted and attacked. And they think that if they put this sign up, like the lamb's blood on the door of the ancient Israelites, they will be spared the angel of black death coming to their door. But what they don't realize is the angel of black death does not care about whatever markings you make and signs you make. They care about the skin you wear, because that is the true marking of whether you are guilty or not in their minds and whether they can target you. And we live under a system that has emboldened the black criminal to attack the innocent white person under the pretext that they must be guilty of this heinous crime of racism because they're white. And I've been told that all white people are racist. What a load of shit, folks. Poor Bethany, right, became the victim. Her Black Lives Matter sign did not spare her. And right now, we don't even know if the guy who did it is going to go to jail, because they're already arguing for the guy who brutally murdered Irina Zarudsky to be treated for mental illness. Listen, if you're too mentally ill to not know that you shouldn't light someone on fire or you shouldn't slit someone's throat, then you're too mentally ill to exist, okay? And so you should be facing the death penalty, period, the end. Period, the end. I don't want to hear any bullshit. All of this mental illness shit is just a way for the communists to hijack our system and our empathy and use it to let the criminals go back on the street so they can continue killing, murdering, and raping. Okay? I said what I said. So that's what's going on. And we've seen, you know, we're seeing this happening all around now with Shiloh Hendricks being charged for disorderly conduct for calling someone the N-word. I thought we had free speech in this country. I thought you could say whatever you wanted in this country, right? As long as you didn't violate certain things like threatening someone, or, you know, saying, you know, there's screaming fire in a movie theater, for example. But I thought we had free speech. Turns out you don't. Okay. So whenever they want to wave the Constitution at you, when you start calling for deportations and the arrests of criminals and the death penalty, and they wave the Constitution at you and say, no, see, protected rights. No, because of the amendments around naturalization and anchor babies, you can't do that. It's in the Constitution. It's bullshit. Okay? They're using the legislation against you to advance their agenda. They don't give a shit about the Constitution, because if they gave a shit about the Constitution, we would have to look at the First and Second Amendment, which are enshrined and are supposed to be sacred, and say, hey, you can't arrest someone for saying the N-word. I don't care if it was a quote-unquote autistic Somalian, which it wasn't. It was just a Somalian kid who was being used to steal things. Okay? You could point to that First Amendment and say she could say whatever she wants. And when they came for our guns, you know, after all the orchestrated school shootings, you could say, sorry, it's in the Second Amendment. And they'd have to respect it. But the Constitution is just a piece of paper without enforcement, and they use it to bludgeon you. This is why I did not agree when people were protesting Jimmy Kimmel getting canceled. I said, fuck him. That's right, fuck him. Oh, no, the First Amendment. I don't give a fuck. Because you know why? They don't care about the First Amendment, right? Do they care about the First Amendment when we're telling jokes that are anti-trans or anti-gay and they're calling the places that we're supposed to play at and getting us canceled? Do they care? No. So if you don't care about my right to free speech, I don't care about your right to free speech. And there is no, what about the principles? You're not dealing with principled people. You're dealing with communists. You're dealing with genociders. You're dealing with people who are destroying your society. You cannot have a level playing field with demons. Period. The end. That's what it is. And you guys need to wake up and realize what time it is, instead of walking around thinking we're going to have the right decorum and we're going to talk the right way. We're going to follow these rules, because when only one side is following rules of engagement and the other side is doing whatever it wants, guess who's going to win? Guess who's going to win? Not going to be you. And your kids are going to get raped and murdered. And all your rules of decorum aren't going to save you. So that's it. Okay? What else? So we'll just, here, let's go to this end wokeness tweet, where you can see how acceptable anti-white racism has become. Okay? In this video, we see a black woman openly bragging that she overcharges white people. Let's play that video.
I love to overcharge white people and organizations and do pro bono work for black orgs. And that's just me being very blunt. I will give them ridiculous rates, and then I'll have like a nonprofit or a black org or somebody doing some work, and they'll be like, I've only got this much money. And I'm like, keep it. A white person just cut me a check. Let's do this for free.
Okay, that's disgusting. And, you know, it's interesting because the people surrounding her don't really seem like they're like, oh yeah, that's cool. I think she's expecting to get a lot more, support for that. But, it should also be known that she's, I think dating, I saw a picture of her with a white man. I think that's her partner. Isn't that interesting how these super anti-white people of color are always in a relationship with a white person? Isn't that interesting? You know, AOC, right? Don Lemon, even what's the Somali pirate? Whatever her name is, she should get deported, right? They're all always with a white person. Huh. So interesting. I thought you hated white people. Why are you dating them? It's mentally ill. So here she is. She's openly bragging. She thinks it's totally acceptable and cool, you know, which is so interesting. Cause if it wasn't for, this is just, it just goes to show you how insane this is, right? Cause first of all, if it wasn't for the white people who built the society in which she could run her bullshit business, whatever her, I wonder what bullshit her business is, she would not have anybody to cut her checks. And if it wasn't for the white people overpaying her, yeah, that's AOC's guy. Right? Ginger, you can't get any whiter than that. But she's always talking about the white man, okay? No problem there. If it wasn't for the white people who are overpaying her, she wouldn't have a business. How is she going to run things for free for black people if there's no white people funding her business? Okay. So this is why I encourage white people to work with your own. Okay. Work with your own, be friends with your own, be community with your own, because no matter what you think, at the end of the day, black people are extremely race conscious, and so is every other group. Just white people aren't, because, you know, we have empathy and we extend it to everyone, but it's being weaponized against us. So you got to cut the shit. Okay. All right. Let's do something a little fun. I made a video about Akash Singh and his wife embarrassing him. If you guys haven't seen this, Myron Gaines basically blew up the way that Akash Singh's wife totally embarrasses him and the way that he is a simp, because he's over here talking about how loyal he is to his wife, how much he loves his wife, and then his wife is going on podcasts talking about all the sex she had before she was with him and how she misses that and basically how she doesn't respect her husband, right? So I made a nice video breaking this down on YouTube, going play by play on their videos, and it was taken down, get this guys, for bullying and harassment. There was no bullying. I didn't insult him or call anybody words. I just simply pointed out that what was going on was not good and that Akash should get out, and it was taken down, which makes me think that maybe the crew of Flagrant has some kind of connection to YouTube where they can put this in, because I appealed it and they still kept it down. Now, I thought maybe I was being a little bit paranoid, except that Crack Nico made a diss song, which I'll play in a second here, and his too was recently taken down for bullying and harassment. And he also did not have any kind of bullying. He's done these songs. He did these songs about everybody, but somehow this one wasn't acceptable. So something's going on, and because the Flagrant crew seems to not want us to talk about it, I'm going to talk about it, because I'm not going to be censored, okay? If you want to censor someone, Akash, you should censor your wife, who's out here making a fool of you, because she doesn't love you, okay? But here we go. I'm going to share this with you guys. Here's a Crack Amico song.
A lot of stuff you guys say in general, I think, is stuff that's kind of childish. I'm coming from the same two. All right, bro. Can we grow up?
I was popping my and living my best life in these white boy frat houses, and I had a roster of guys that I would rotate through.
When you're trying to give your honey every sandwich, but I'm a different podcast, but it's finished. The left of the bulls talking shit, pushing finish. When you find out that you're a woman for the streets, is there really worth the vibes and the shame? You give us a gun that brings me back in. In my eyes, I done seen some crazy things from these kids. Just the members didn't know how they arranged it. Say his name, my brigades put you in a headlock. Motherfucker turned a red pill into a red dot. Headshot, dread Scott, never seen this type of whip and got you tripping. Gave her 2 weeks like a gymnast. Now she flipping, caught you slipping. Need to stop the ticky tocking. Clock is ticking to that hole. Drop a phone, hit the kitchen. It's a traffic special full of some hack bits. Ironically named it Gaslit. That's some sad shit. Need to head back to the gas pump. Your dad is, if you want to keep your head strong and try to flex it. That shit, I hope you rise and turn to a savage. No more buying them Birkin bags when they come with baggage. They was trying to hold your craft, she was with the rat kids. They was messing out of that, why they playing mad at? Man, I ain't trying to make you mad, I hate that this happened. Time to take off on your carpet, gotta drop the jasmine. That's what happens when you go 30 years of life and never get none. Looking like a boot on me, you need to be a simp, son.
All right. We'll stop it there. That was a fire song lyric. Looking like a poo don't mean you gotta be a simp, son. Yeah, Crack Amico got him with that song. I mean, look, Akash, okay, no hate. We're just trying to help you because your wife is using you and embarrassing you, and you don't know because you're Indian. And this is my olive branch to the Indians, okay? My olive branch is that I don't want to see Akash being played by a woman that he's given everything to. Yeah. Thank you, guys. Thanks for letting me host today.
I'm making this announcement on Friday, November 21st, 2025. And this is the biggest sale in the history of our sponsor, Bigly, thealexjonesstore.com, with the very best supplements, widest selection of Patriot apparel. Right now, until next Friday, you can get any of the incredible supplements, ultramethylene blue, the Irish sea moss, the Shilajit, the bovine colostrum, and they're all the best, the turmeric, the list goes on and on, where you get one bottle of whatever supplement you want, and then you can pick any other supplement you want. So you can buy a supplement that costs way less than one of the other supplements and get that even more expensive, more, quote, high-end product because it has more ingredients free with it. This is a massive deal. And every day we're running flash sales that change each day on top of it. We're doing this because we know a lot of you have been on the fence about the products. You've heard the rave reviews. We know if you use them, you're going to love them. You'll be a repeat customer. So some of these are a lost leader. We're also doing it for the fans that have supported us so much so you get a better deal. But bottom line, we're fundraising right now. The bad guys are very close to shutting down InfoWars. They have the state receiver in. They're setting up an auction sometime the next month. I'll imagine it'll be like the federal auction where they don't let good guys try to bid. I'm not accusing of anything wrong yet, but we're just going to see what happens. Let's just say this. I don't have any faith that good guys will keep us on the air and be allowed to bid. So I expect we'll be shut down by the new year. But that's okay because we've got the Alex Jones Network. We've got all these new systems thanks to your support that have been set up and even more being built. But that's why the support is so critical at thealexjonesstore.com, because it doesn't just fund InfoWars, as we find us down here, but the new infrastructure. So it is critical to take action. And again, I don't own thealexjonesstore.com. I don't own the Alex Jones Network. Bigly does. And so I'm just going to work there and be the news director, and we're going to continue on. And they can attack me till the cows come home, but we are going to continue to fight. The only variable of myself and my crew staying in the fight, because we'll never give up, never back down, never give in, we could give out, is you supporting us while you get great products at the same time. So now's the time to take action. You see the crescendo of the forces of good versus evil just rising against each other, as it always does historically. We're in this major time of change, the fourth turning. The Democrats are calling for open civil war, saying Trump's a tyrant, telling the military not to follow any of his orders. This is a time we need to stay on the air. Whether it's InfoWars, the Alex Jones Network, you know the coordinates. You share them everywhere. You take the clips. You take the articles. You take the video links. And that will change the world. But to keep us on air, we need the money so we sell you great products that really work. So it's a symbiotic relationship. Just like a good restaurant wants to have good service, high-quality food at reasonable prices. So you want to come back. There's a line out the door. The restaurant with nobody going in it shuts down because they have crappy service. You've just got to come into our restaurant. You just got to come in and try the ultramethylene blue or the sea moss or the other products and see how great it is. That's why we're saying buy one bottle, get any other bottle you want free, and other huge discounts right now at thealexjonesstore.com. This is the most critical moment in InfoWars 28 years. These are great products, so take action now. Action is the essence of victory. That's why we've come so far together. You're the reason the InfoWar has existed. It will continue on despite a URL, because I am the InfoWar. You are the InfoWar. We are the InfoWar. We are telling the truth and taking on their lies and winning. And yeah, they're striking back. And boy, we're in the thick of a big war here. But you can see they're losing. To paraphrase Patton, if you're tired and you're hungry, you've been fighting for days, just know this. The other guy you're fighting is even more tired and more hungry. So punch and fight that much harder in the InfoWar. Take action now. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And God bless you all.
Right now on TheAlexJonesStore.com, you get buy one, get one free for any supplement. That includes our incredible ultramethylin blue, either the tincture or the capsules, as well as the Shilajit gummies, the colostrum plus, the bovine colostrum plus, the Irish sea moss gummies. I mean, there's a lot of really incredible stuff. I'm here in studio with Patrick Byrne. I know you're a big fan of the ultramethylin blue. Right now, that's buy one, get one free. All supplements, buy one, get one free. It's the Black Friday, came early, mega sale at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Plus, we have a new deal. It's the Hat of the Month Club, where you can sign up and get a new hat every month, which is very fun. Of course, Christmas is coming up, folks. It'll be here before you know it. So do your Christmas shopping for the Info Warriors in your life. Patrick, you still all hopped up on methylene blue?
I am. I pilfer a bottle every time I come. You guys pay me in methylene blue. When it's been more than 60 days since I've been here, I run out. I will absolutely notice within a few days. A few days, my life goes back to being a little more lethargic than I should, wanting to sleep in. And it's not like speed or something. This is something, it's just you feel healthier.
It's like a clean, smooth energy. It's not coffee where you're sort of jittery. It's just like, it's like putting super gasoline in your car rather than the regular stuff. It's subtle, but you notice it.
You do.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
In the age of wonder.
Well. Hosting the War Room today, Rex Jones and Tim Tompkins. You may have heard of me before. You may have heard of Tim before. If you've seen my ex, we have a show together called The Gray Area.
Yeah, this is quite the upgrade, man.
Yes, we're super happy to be here with y'all tonight. We wanted to tell y'all the story of really how we got started and what we've been doing and go over some news and some crazy stuff today. How are you feeling, Tim?
Dude, I'm feeling fantastic. Yeah. Very welcoming here. Everybody's been super nice to me here at the studio. And the first time I was here, it was a little bit more grim, but today seems to be like a better tone. So,
dude, well, we love it. And this isn't tape. This is live. So, this is Tim's first time sitting in the studio. This is my first time actually solo hosting a show. Of course, I got my co-host here.
Yeah.
But, as a kid, it was always my dream to do a show. And growing up here, seeing how it was done, getting to be a reporter and getting to do guest spots, I always really enjoyed it. But I knew, I didn't want to ride the nepotism wave too far. I didn't want to push for something that I didn't deserve. And at that point, I felt like I hadn't really put the time or work into becoming a great host. And now, like 5 years later, after being in business and after watching, the evolution of the COVID era into the second Trump age, it's really time to get back at it. And now we got that life experience, and that's why me and Tim are doing our show, The Gray Area.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting how this whole thing kind of played out.
Right.
Rex and I just met on random chances at a random...
Yeah, we met at a bar.
Mutual friends just invited us, and we hit it off that night, and then essentially, I think you were just telling me about, you were thinking about doing a show.
Right.
And I was like, dude... let's just do it. We already knew that we had great chemistry.
Right.
So I was
talking to you about work, and I was like, man, we have all this business stuff going on. We're both entrepreneurs. We're both working. I really want to do a show, and I'm tired of not doing a show. The place I lived 3 or 4 years ago, I set up and built a whole studio, and it was really cool, but I never used it because I was like, it just doesn't feel like the time.
Yeah.
But, with the election and everything that happened after it, I was really galvanized and I really supported Trump in 2024. And I believe you did as well. Explain a little bit of your political awakening.
Yeah. So my story is a little bit interesting. So I'm the new guy in town.
Right.
I'm not native to Texas.
Damn Yankee.
I'm from New England. I'm a Connecticut. I'm a New York, Massachusetts guy.
Right.
So I had a little different upbringing than most other people, where I kind of lived in two different worlds.
Okay.
But for me, when you're talking about awakening, it was really this whole COVID idea.
What happened?
That awoken me. So during COVID, I was in college at the time. And during that time period in New York, you had Cuomo that was in charge. And at that time period, I believed everything that was on the news. If you guys were not in New York or California, but specifically New York, it was like a how do we describe it?
It was a psychological warfare operation.
I saw exactly what it felt like to do mass brainwash on a giant scale. And I fell privy to it.
Right.
When they came out with the mask mandate, I was doing what everybody else was doing, man. I was slut shaming people. It was like, you know, the Salem witch hunt trials. That's what it felt like.
Right.
It
really right. felt like. And now you're sitting here in the InfoWars studio. Isn't that crazy? And how, like, in a couple or a few years after you have things happen to, like you have to take an experimental shot for one, you have these things happen to you and you realize, hey, this system is not correct. And then you come down south, right?
Yeah. And the thing is like, family's been Democratic.
Right.
Most black people are vote blue. I mean, it's like 90
overwhelming.
Plus,
yeah, overwhelming, like 90%.
So I was just part of the system. I mean, I didn't really have any other ideology when I was growing up. But I think what really made me shift everything was when the news of everything that started coming out after the whole COVID situation.
Referring to what? What news?
Surrounding specifically the vaccine, man. That was the hardest thing for me. So if you were in college during this time period, it was mandatory that you had to. You absolutely mm-hmm. had to get a shot if you wanted to go to classes, if you wanted to hang out with friends, if you wanted to do anything that involved being on campus. And the worst part about that is I thought I was just doing my part to help society.
Right.
And they're telling you, you don't want to kill granny, do you?
Right, literally. Like, this is what we talk about on the show. And then Chris Cuomo says, you don't want to kill grandma. And then he goes and sends the people with COVID to the nursing homes and kills thousands. Like, this is on record.
It is. And the biggest thing for me was I didn't get any of the other side of the aisle or any, like, the real news, because they came out years later saying, under this trial, Zuckerberg came out and he explicitly said this: the Biden administration was forcing us to censor COVID related topics.
Oh yeah. And it's mainline news now. And that's why, you know, and we talk about this a lot on the Gray Area. We talk about just how extreme the environment has become and how far people are polarized now. People act like, oh, we live in a vacuum. We woke up and X is like 4chan now. No, there was deliberate censorship to the craziest level ever seen for like 4 years, right? They lied to the public about COVID, lied to the public about Ukraine when it started, all of these things that people just simply didn't know about. So when people were given the opportunity with platforms like X or Rumble, they jumped at it now, which is why we see the crazy environment we're in now. So you're someone that was really, you were woken up. And we talk about this.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, we talk about this a lot on InfoWars, just over the years, over the decades in general. People get woken up when they feel government oppression and government tyranny for the first time. And you were someone where you were like, yeah, you know, I'm a normal guy. I'm a smart guy. I'm going to school. The system should want to protect me and things should be normal, right? No. Instead, they put you through a ringer. They put you through some kind of system they build. And in fact, all the promises of, hey, you take this shot, you won't kill grandma, it stops transmission.
Well, it wasn't
it
just
never that. Stopped transmission.
It wasn't just that. They said, okay, if you take the shot, you won't transmit it. You
okay.
won't give it to other people. That was a lie. They said that, you know, the rate of which, like, you could actually contract it, that also was
all, it was all cooked.
So the biggest thing for me wasn't even just the whole vaccine movement. It was everything that came after during, from 2022 to 2024.
Right.
When they pumped $6 million into the economy, everyone felt that. I felt that at home. I used to be able to go to Walmart. I used to be able to buy groceries.
I mean, trillion,
groceries.
Right?
Huh?
I mean, trillion,
it was,
right?
Trillion. Sorry. Yeah. Not even billion. Trillion.
You can't give them that much credit.
The most that you would ever see across the entire system. And I think the part for me was when I went into Walmart and I'm like, okay, look, I could get this basket of items and it would probably cost me $20 to get like 10 different items. Now I go
right.
in there and it's like $100 for the same things I would have bought at that time. And I'm like, I didn't sign up for this.
Right.
And then I see all the stuff with, Ukraine and all the money that was sent.
$300 billion, more and more money all the time. That's
100%.
Right.
100%. And, it was just mind boggling. And it just felt like we were getting closer and closer to World War III.
And it felt like you were being wronged, right? Like, this is something you talked to me about. You were like, look, when I was up there up north and I was watching the TV and just seeing the death numbers.
Yeah, it was the death ticker. You go on CNN. And then they don't show it now, but during that time period, you saw on the right hand side of that screen, it was a timer. It was like a ticker, death clock, death clock, death clock.
And that got you.
Yeah, it was like, it got me. I was like, that's the fear monger. That's that is the part that made me feel a specific way.
And like, what was the moment when you realized, when you like woke up, you're like, hey, I got to get out of this system.
Oh, man.
What was it for you?
What was it for me? I think the moment that it was for me was when I saw Biden deteriorating.
Right.
And just like.
So like really like that debate for you, maybe?
It was the debate. I think it didn't just hit me all at once.
Right.
It was a culmination of things. And they all just started stacking up on top of each other.
Right.
It was one thing after another. And the polarization actually probably was the straw that broke the camel's back in this situation. Okay, here's the thing. A lot of people talk about this race issue, black, white, black versus white. Look, I have a very unique perspective on this. I was raised in a town in which I was the only black person in my entire grade of 400 people in my graduating right. class. I was around rich kids. I also have family that was in poverty. Like I'm
You've seen it all.
I've seen it all. I've lived in both worlds. My issue was when all the stuff like George Floyd, Black Lives Matter,
right.
I saw the solidarity that was coming around it, but then I saw things that came out after the fact of what they were doing with
it's the all
Black
fake
Lives
and they used
Matter
the
money.
Issue to just steal
yeah,
money from
man,
people.
It was insane. I saw the fact that they had bought like the $6 million house.
Oh, all of them, yeah, all of them buy massive houses, expensing everything for themselves. 100%.
There were people that she was paying her own family members, which you're technically legally supposed to go and have that go through a board, and they just claimed like, oh, we were just ignorant of the fact, mm-hmm. and it just like. She was paying them like $1 million for this and $2 million for consulting fees. And it was like, dude, that's not what the money was for at the end of the day. The
right.
money was to be able to push the agenda of whatever that narrative was.
Right.
At the time.
Even if you don't agree with it, they're supposed to follow through with the objective of what the people donated for. And instead, of course, everything's a grift. And like, this is really the theme of the gray area. If we yeah. can throw up our podcast page for a second, this is what we talk about on the show. Tim does these deep dives where he spends an entire week doing the deep research on these issues, and we look at the causality, we look at the meta level argument, the macro level argument as to why all these things have happened, and every single system that we've examined, it's all just massive fraud and grift. Like the doctors, right? You know, for my entire life, really, especially growing up like right-wing conservative, I had the boomer talking point in my head of single payer, now, private is always better than never have the government take care of you, that's communism. Well, I've now realized that's like saying Israel's our greatest ally. We must give them any weapons at all cost.
Right.
It's one of those things that we were told in order to feel proud about ourselves, but really to rob us and rip us off, right? So if we're the greatest country in the world, why don't we have people able to eat? Why don't we have people able to go to the doctor? And the thing is, why can't people go to the doctor? Well, there's no control on what an actual surgery or medication or anything, a Q-tip, costs. It doesn't exist. They're literally able to make it up. And the insurance company, the middleman, what do? They don't contribute anything.
Yeah.
It's an added cost on the consumer, essentially. And I know you just heard Leonardo Jolie talk about a bunch of crazy stuff, and now we're kind of getting a little left wing on you. Sorry, this is the show. But if you like this and you like to hear these sorts of conversations, go to the gray area and find us. The point I'm trying to make here, guys, is this whole left-right dichotomy, this whole bill of goods, this lie that we've been sold, it's not real and it doesn't exist. It's
yeah.
like the emperor's new clothes, and we've been convinced that this naked man is wearing like an illustrious outfit, that he's dripped out, when in fact he's naked and there are no clothes to speak of. And every single system we've looked at the dollar, we've looked at gold, we've looked at food, we've looked at inflation, all of these things, it's all a scam.
It's
not a real system.
Two sides of the same coin, man.
Right.
And that's the thing that for me, when we started this show, I said, hey, look, I'm now moved to the center. Mm-hmm. I'm a little bit more conservative, but I'm not fully right.
Right.
I want to call everybody out on their bullshit.
Right. Well, that's the thing. We're not limited to the left-right dichotomy. We're not the MAGA woo-woo people, and we're not the libtard people. We are the gray area. We're in the middle, really, where everybody is. You know, like, I hold some positions that might be seen as left-wing, like the healthcare thing, right? Like, oh, that's a radical idea, evil commie idea to want people to be able to go to the doctor. And then I hold right-wing positions, like I'm very anti, like,
immigration.
Whereas Tim is very pro-legal immigration. And there are things that me and Tim disagree on, and that's what makes our show so fun, is we do these deep dives, we pour over the information, we debate it, and then we have callers call in and debate it, and we've learned so much. I mean, we're at like 23, 24, 25 shows, And Tim, getting into this, you were like, I don't know what to expect. And I was like, look, it's just going to happen. Like, we're going to find our groove. And the groove that we found is having these discussions. I mean, you've learned so much, right?
Every single time I spend hours of my time doing right. these deep dives on the Sunday shows that we do, I learn something that I thought I knew that I didn't know before.
100%.
And that's the biggest thing for me is, like, the history tells us everything that we need to know. More often than not, a lot of these people and a lot of the situations that we're in as Americans and just the politician itself is because we've forgotten and we become like the gerbil goldfish mentality.
Right.
To where we've forgotten what we had done in the past.
No memory.
No memory. You know, the dot-com bubble is the same thing that the AI bubble is today.
Right.
Completely the same situation. So when we do the deep dives and I learn, I'm like, oh, that makes a whole lot of sense.
Right.
But one thing I do want to touch upon, since we're having this conversation, and I've been seeing a lot of things that go around, going back to my original point of this black versus white.
For sure.
I want to speak on this because at the end of the day, everybody wants the same things. And for me, I'm seeing a lot of the stuff, and I'm speaking for, you know, maybe not all of the black community, but I definitely represent a subset of the people that are not committing violent crimes. It's only 10% of those people that are representing.
It's an intensive small minority.
It's intensive.
Commits a vast amount of crime.
And it comes from just generational, like, gaps of people just teaching their kids the wrong thing, wrong people having kids. Like, I don't agree with people who do stuff like that. I don't condone any of that activity. But when I see the other side where people now get the free ride to just be like, okay, well, I can just be racist to white people. What?
Right.
Reverse racism is a real
thing. It's just racism.
It's just racism.
Right.
Like, they're the exact same scenario. And here's the thing, guys. If you think that just being a minority absolves you from any accountability from saying specific things, that you're completely wrong. I can be racist just like he could be racist. It's
right.
The same, it's the same concept.
What I take from this is really it's another core InfoWars message, just like being woken up or being awake. It's called being pro-human. It's called being like a human supremacist. Like, that's what my dad has called himself numerous times. Like, I am a human supremacist. I want the advancement of the species. I want the species to go into the stars. I want a future for the species, right?
100%.
And the fascinating thing, I don't know if we'll be able to pull this up really quick. There's a phenomenal graph showing the increase in, like, the word racism used in headlines leading up to and then after Occupy Wall Street. And what you see is that Occupy Wall Street, that Tea Party period of time, which a lot of people that are older in the audience go, of course I remember that. But people that are my age or a little bit older who maybe weren't, like, politically obsessed, they might not remember it. I remember it. You had a group on the right and you had a group on the left, and they were both upset about the banker bailouts from the housing crisis, mm-hmm. right? So they kind of came together, and the Occupy Wall Street movement was born. The government, the media, the powers that be, the Borg, whatever, they saw that, and they were like, this is the biggest threat to our power, because people are realizing that it really is a class-based thing. It's about class. It's not about race. It's about money.
It's have-nots and have-yachts. I always say that.
100%. And you look at it, doesn't the top, like, 0.0 whatever percent own, like, half of everything?
Yeah. But the macro level argument here is all of this talk about racism, the news clips, the headlines, they're just distractions, Rex.
100%.
All they do is cloud people's judgment to where you're not able to discern what's really happening.
You're angry at your neighbor. You're angry at your neighbor.
Yes.
And I'm not trying to interrupt you.
No, go ahead.
I know you're trying to make a point here. And I agree with it 100%. They want to make you angry at your neighbor. My Twitter feed, my Twitter algorithm, I don't want to see various different, like, massive fights between different racial groups all the time.
I'm so sick of it,
man. Is that normal? Is that, it's just in your feed for a random reason, right?
And you can't escape it either.
No.
I've tried to clear my feed and the same stuff just pops up.
What they're showing on screen right now, that's not what I'm talking about. That's just like police riot protest footage. That's fine. Like, that's political news. I'm talking about like crazy street fights where people get like killed.
Yeah.
And like that's the number one thing the algorithm pushes, because it's like you're saying, and I'll let you continue, they want us to hate our neighbor.
They want you to hate your neighbor. And the thing is Rex, just like I had made the point that like 90% of the African Americans like myself who are educated and not doing these wrong things in crime, I can make the claim that most white people aren't racist, and this comes from personal anecdote as well as a lot of other people. It's like if I go to the left and I go watch, you know, some of the things that happen on TikTok and Instagram, 100%. They're just like, it's the white man. He's doing everything wrong.
The white devil.
Yeah. And I'm like, man, when did we get to this point that it's just like, I hear people talking about reparations. I don't know about you, man. I wasn't alive during that time
period. Yeah, this is the thing. It's like the Chinese legal system, like the ancient one, right? Like, your grandchildren will suffer for your crime. Look, we live in an egalitarian, pro-human, supposedly constitutional republic society. We need to act like mature adults and realize we need to take care of each other.
100%.
And it's the hating your neighbor thing that we're talking about here. The reason why they want that, they don't just want chaos. They want chaos so they can lord over on the top. And the people that lord over on the top, people say, oh, it's the Jews. Oh, it's XYZ, the Chinese, whatever. It's everyone that's got the money, the power, and the influence. Even the factions, as we've seen, and we'll talk about a bit later, even the factions that don't like each other, quote unquote, they're all willing to play ball and come in for the big win and XYZ and all this stuff. And they love that the working people are fighting each other. Because how stupid is it to go, okay, we're all made in the image of God, right? First off, first thing, Christian, Jesus Christ, Savior. We're all equal. We all have like a defined nature because we're made in the image of God, and we're supposed to over time become in the likeness of God and become more like Christ and just become a good human being. No, that doesn't exist. You're an animal. You're a human animal. You're black, you're white, you're brown, you're yellow, whatever. You're an animal. You're just an organism that came out of the primordial goo. So ultimately, fight. It doesn't matter. Your group out of the primordial goo must be superior. And this is why I have a problem with atheism, because if you take away that divine nature from humans, you should see Christ in every person that you encounter and deal with. Seriously.
Yeah.
And that's the Christian perspective. And like, that's what we're talking about here. It's just sad, isn't it, Tim?
It's really sad. You know, prior to 2016, I was alive long enough to understand what America was like back in the day.
Unk.
You know, I'm not getting to that point. I am making it there though. I am making it there. I still was there for dial up. So at the end of the day, I didn't sign up for any of this stuff. And the thing is as I do more and more of these deep dives, I'm just sifting through all the bullshit and I'm just like climbing.
Gotta be careful about the swearing.
Sorry. I'm climbing through all of this stuff and, it's just making me understand that all of this is a big smokescreen, and we kind of forget, you know, there are other countries.
Yes.
That want to see America tear each other apart.
Oh yeah, that's the thing that
I've seen
want.
These Chinese, like, I'm not a very big conspiracy guy, but it's been pretty well documented that they have like these farming where people create fake accounts by the thousands, and they just spew out the things that make
the
people
dead
hate
internet
each other.
Theory. And like we've seen the memes of the fat Americans that the Chinese made with AI.
100%.
Like, they have a view towards us. They don't like us. And they say, look, we're the oldest civilization in the world. We're like 5,000 years old, or however old China is, all the dynasties, all the history, everything. America, yeah. you're under 300 years old. You're a little baby thing. And we're just going to crush you over time by building this network around the world. And what have we done in response? We've made enemies out of the people that should have been our allies, and we've turned people that should have been our enemy or allies into our enemies. That is what we have done. And we talk about all of this and a lot more on the Gray Area podcast, like Tim was just talking about the deep dives. This is what we get into. I'm a geopolitical news enthusiast. I love Dialogue Works. I love Judge Napolitano. I love all of those guys. And that's the news that I consume. Tim has done so many deep dives at this point. Like, you're realizing it really is all about what's going on across the world, not just locally here.
Yes, it's all about what goes on across the world. And while we're sitting here fighting, we're just going, the 50s was our high point. We're just coming down the other side of this
sliding
mountain.
Down the slope,
and it's just disappointing to see, but like you said,
it's
we
coming.
Cover these things.
The boomers did it. We'll be right back. Thank you for being with us. Stay tuned.
Right now on thealexjones.com, you get buy one, get one free for any supplement. That includes our incredible ultramethylene blue, either the tincture or the capsules, as well as the Shilajit gummies, the colostrum plus, the bovine colostrum plus, the Irish sea moss gummies. I mean, there's a lot of really incredible stuff. I'm here in studio with Patrick Byrne. I know you're a big fan of the ultramethylene blue. Right now, that's buy one, get one free. All supplements, buy one, get one free. It's the Black Friday, came early, mega sale at thealexjonesstore.com. Plus, we have a new deal. It's the Hat of the Month Club, where you can sign up and get a new hat every month, which is very fun. Of course, Christmas is coming up, folks. It'll be here before you know it. So do your Christmas shopping for the Info Warriors
in your life, Patrick? You still all hopped up on methylene blue?
I am. I pilfer a bottle every time I come. You guys pay me in methylene blue. When it's been more than 60 days since I've been here, I run out. I will absolutely notice within a few days. A few days, my life goes back to being a little more lethargic than I should, wanting to sleep in. And it's not like speed or something. It isn't something. It's just you feel healthier.
It's like a clean, smooth energy. It's not coffee where you're sort of jittery. It's just like you just sort of. It's like putting super gasoline in your car rather than the regular stuff. It's subtle, but you notice it.
You do.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at @RealAlexJones and at @AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Rex Jones with Tim Tompkins here of The Gray Area. It's a show we do together. Y'all should check it out on YouTube, Rumble, and on X. We'd really appreciate it if you did. We're talking about all things here. We kind of just led into Tim's political awakening and why we're doing the show, because that's something we wanted to express to the audience. We were both really, really, really turned towards Trump in 2024, right? Like, you got activated. Explain that.
If some of my family, as well as some of the people I grew up with, knew that at that time that, you know, I supported Trump in 2024, you know, and it was just because of the things that we talked about, the badness that happened, the transgender, the invasion of all the illegal, all these different things. But I think ultimately it's gotten to a point where now I'm kind of like, I don't know if I made the right decision sometimes.
Right. For me, it was the Thomas Crooks thing, right? Because, you know, I was disillusioned with politics. I was like, Trump's coming back. That's interesting. But the legal trouble, the indictments, I wasn't a true believer until that evening for us when it happened. I know it was kind of afternoon there in Pennsylvania when it happened. That evening when I walked out of church and I saw the news on my phone, and I immediately drove up to studio and I did like a 3 to 4 hour live with Chase Geyser. And I pulled the cross out of my shirt and I told people to vote for Trump. Because I thought the reason they took a shot at him was because he was going to end the wars, Tim. I thought the reason they took a shot at him was because he was actually going to do something about the economy, Tim.
Yeah.
I thought the reason why they took a shot at him is because they didn't want him to be a part of the system. But it turns out, like, he is the system, it seems.
All part of the same thing. And that's what made me realize I had the exact same standpoint as you, Rex.
Right.
Because ultimately, you know, I am a guy who consumes media, but I'm in business world too.
Right.
We're both entrepreneurs.
Yeah, we're both working.
We both experience things that happen in this ecospace. And what has happened with the tariffs and all the other different things are things that affect people on a macroeconomic level that we don't quite understand.
100%.
But I felt them on the ground level. I mean, I have a piece of a machinery that I'm trying to import from Germany. And there's all types of loopholes and rules that I have to go through now. And where was the chemical composition of where the metal was smelted, and listing all of these different things that were not as difficult before. And it's increasing the cost of whatever.
And one of his big promises was cutting red tape, right? And like, this is the thing. This hurts people on all levels of the economy. From people just trying to buy food, to people trying to buy job equipment, to people trying to buy heavy equipment like you're trying to do. That level of, you know, stagnation and not really seeing a real improvement, I think that got people restless. I think the thing that really animated people to this new shift we see in the Republican Party, which we're really going to discuss in the next full-length segment, was the Epstein files and just how they lied about it, man.
Straight up. There's no files. Are we still talking about that Epstein guy?
Dan Bongino and Kash Patel are doing an interview, and then Dan Bongino literally sits there and locks up and goes, I've seen the file.
Yeah.
He killed himself. And Cash Patel is kind of doing the same thing, although he's got the shifty eyes. He's just not really talking. These are people that podcast ran themselves and promoted themselves to become cabinet members. You know, Bongino, growing up here at the very office where I sit today, I watched Bongino on here in like 2012. I used to watch Bongino host the fourth hour when I sat with the IT people on the other side of this building. So for me to see the transformation with Bongino and Patel, I mean, look at Bongino here. Bongino's not happy about what he's having to say, but he's become a part of the system.
You know what they did?
What did they do?
This is your file.
Right.
They said, we've got all this stuff on you.
Right.
Here you go. You start talking about this, this is how we're going to ruin your life. That's what
100%.
I think happened. They have family members that they have to take care of. You know, let's say their son or daughter is trying to go to college at some point. There's an infinite number of things that these giant corporations of government entities can do in order to ruin not just your life, but everybody else.
Right. It's that generational punishment that they're so fond of.
Yeah.
Right. 100%. Well, I mean, it's creepy. It's wild. We're going to get into it all. We're going to get into the split going on in the Republican Party right now between Massey, MTG, and kind of the MAGA or so-called MAGA loyalists. We're going to cover it all. We really appreciate you being with us here. And please follow, subscribe to Tim Tompkins on X and the Gray Area Podcast. Thank you very much.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug that Irish Sea Moss was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. Hmm. All that stopped with the sea moss because it's a thyroid issue, and the sea moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue. Yeah, the methylene blue, life-changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. Like, it's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his self-supplement formula. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good.
You can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Welcome to the War Room, hosted by Rex Jones and Tim Tompkins. You can find us on the Gray Area YouTube or Rumble, or on X. It's linked in my profile. Welcome back to the show. Now we're going to get back into Trump. We're going to get into Epstein and MTG. But really quick, the crew reminded me, and I would be remiss if I didn't get into this, there is a Black Friday sale going on right now that is just incredible at thealexjonesstore.com. Buy one, get one free, any supplement product. And, you know, why this excited me, I didn't even know about the promotion going on. I made two products for the store collaboration with Bigly. Love Bigly. They're phenomenal to work with. Methyl Drive and Power Plant. Now, the reason why I made these two products, hey, anyone in the audience, any one of the viewers or listeners, y'all taking Methylene Blue? These two products, you don't need to take Methylene Blue with them, but as far as mitochondrial enhancement and enhancement of Methylene Blue Methylene Blue's effects, you cannot get any better than Methyl Drive or Power Plant. People for years have talked about DNA Force and wanting DNA Force back. A lot of the core DNA Force formula is actually found in Methyl Drive right here. I love this. I made this to take daily. I made this because, hey, I'm taking five different supplement bottles. Why not just make one? I call Bigly. We do the collaboration. It's incredible. And then I say, hey, I miss Supermale Vitality. Why don't we have that anymore? It's like, oh, well, you know, like maybe we'll make it in the future. Maybe we won't. Why don't you design a new product? I said, okay, I designed Power Plant. And Power Plant works in conjunction with Methyl Drive to absolutely crank your Methylene Blue results up to the next level. Power Plant is so incredible because it boosts free testosterone and oxygen carrying capacity, and it helps lower cortisol, and it helps you make new mitochondria. So you take that in conjunction with the Methylene Blue, the effects would be radical. Tim has personal experience taking Power Plant. I gave it to you, and you looked at it, and you were like, eh, I don't know. Tim's someone that's super cautious.
Yeah, here's the thing about it, guys. I'm super conscious about what I put in my body.
Right.
I didn't even have my first sip of alcohol until like 23. So like for me, supplements have never been really something that I was really big into, because there's always the stigmas behind it. And Rex,
I broke it down for you.
He broke it down for me. He said, look at the label. put it in ChatGPT, do some research of your right. own, and then tell me. And so, like, ultimately what I figured out was this is all natural stuff that I consume anyways throughout the food. And I drink Red Bull. I mean, the stuff that's in Red Bull was absolutely
You look at an energy drink
worse.
Label, it's crazy. But then you look at a supplement label, the thing you have to understand, dietary supplements are food products. And there are certain phytochemicals. There are certain plant drugs. It's not a technical term, not calling them drugs. But there are certain things that, you know, have active receptor activity like cordyceps, like Rhodiola rosea found in power plant. And that's why those things specifically are called adaptogens. If you check out our last stream that we did on Gray Area, and it's on my profile and it's on our YouTube channel, you'll see an in-depth breakdown on exactly what supplements are, why you should take them, and why people are so, like, why people are so fascinated with them. It truly is an incredible thing. But I just want to say it again, buy one, get one free. Crazy, crazy deal. Black Friday sale, try any combination of product you want. But if you've already got the Methylene Blue, get these two products. And if you don't have the Methylene Blue, get Methylene Blue and get Power Plant. I'm telling you right now, you're going to experience the cognitive benefits of it, and you aren't going to want to ever go back. Now, we talk about supplements, we talk about the news, we talk about culture. Tim, for you, you didn't have experience with supplements, but we started talking about it. We started getting into it. We're working on brands together. We're doing that now. All in all, do you see the beauty in an operation being able to self-fund itself, not relying on advertisers or outside influence?
Yeah.
The criticism people will have is they'll go, oh, he's been plugging for 7 minutes. That's crazy. No, what's crazy is you go watch someone on YouTube or on cable news and they're reading a code for a greens powder. They don't know anything about that product. They're doing the show for the money,
and
right? We're getting the money, the funds to do the show. That's the InfoWars ethos. So when you buy the product, you support the show.
Yeah.
Isn't that cool?
And I've seen the back. I'm literally the new guy.
You've seen the true story.
Where they put the money, guys. They're not saying
it's all here.
It's all here. I mean,
right.
This facility is absolutely massive. The amount of equipment, like, they're trying to put value back into
and
the
And we're
show.
Under constant attack. We're getting sued constantly in court. The bankruptcy, they're trying to take this place right now. The state receiver's been here. And throughout that all, the only reason why we're still on the air, the only reason why we're able to sit in here today is because of the listener's support, and it's because they love the supplements. They're phenomenal products. Everyone should try them. But getting back into the news, getting back into everything, we were talking about Trump. I felt that it was a betrayal when he said that he was going to end the wars, he would end Ukraine overnight, and it's continued to go on and on. How do you feel not just about the money, but about just the death? Doesn't that feel karmically bad for the nation?
Yeah, man, I think everything that was promised, here's the thing. I won't say everything Trump did was bad.
I wouldn't either.
And I'm not necessarily like the anti-Trump, pro-Trump. I'm very much so independent to where I just say
you
whatever's right.
You may be more pro-Trump
right.
than me.
I
think he is. That's why you got to follow him on X. He's more pro-Trump than me.
Probably. I'm a little bit more on the conservative side, but common sense always wins out. I think what he did by, you know, decreasing the amount of illegal immigration on the border, phenomenal. I think the fact of, like, the matter was, is there was a bunch of illegal people coming in.
Millions.
The people who were legally trying to get here didn't have the same ability to have the same, you know, access to just be able to come here, just stay here, get a free credit card to buy your groceries.
Real quick, not to step on your point, and I want you to keep going on. Guys, can we find the clip of the people wearing the Biden shirts at the border? I know we've got it.
Like, I love America. And
but
like,
talk more. Isn't it crazy? We just give them the free money.
They're like, come. And I'm like sitting here. I'm like, wait, so we got a bunch of homeless people sitting here on the streets.
Right.
We've got all of these other broken programs and we're just giving people free credit cards to go to the bodega and buy whatever they want.
You show up, you get a plane ticket and you get a credit card. I mean, look at this. You would say this is out of South Park. You'd say this isn't real, but we have the photographic evidence right here. Hordes of people at the border wearing Biden shirts. And why are they wearing the Biden shirt? It's not because they like him. It's because they saw a clip of him saying immediately surge the border. If we could find that too, just for this little topic.
I am a believer in asylum in terms of, like, people coming from really bad situations, coming from countries that are war torn. They just need to be vetted and there needs to be a controlled process. You don't just open the gates and just say everybody in and we'll figure it out later.
Right.
Like, that's not a system that we support.
Estimates vary. The number that the government agrees on is 10 million. I think it's casually at least double that. People that came over here in the last 4 years. It's crazy. I mean, and this is how things get memory hold, right? We talk about COVID and you're like talking about all the horrible stuff that's gone on, but hey, we're going out, you know, to the bar, going out to the restaurant, the grocery store. Things are normal now, so people forget.
Forget.
This is not normal. Having giant caravans come through your border is not normal. Mexico has a wall with Guatemala. They let people in to come through here. Like, it's beyond anything. And you know what? We can point at that. We can say, hey, that's something really positive that Trump has done, and that is a win. I would say the January 6th stuff, to a large degree, that's also a win. Now, where my problems start to come in is when I've been lied to. Yeah. And I was lied to. You were lied to. We were told the massive spending would be slowed down. We were told these wars would stop. And we were told that we would have stability and sanity, when, in fact, all we've seen is him attack all the other countries.
Yeah, like, where's the stability when it comes to Venezuela? I think the thing is like, you can try to say, hey, look, this is where an attack on cartels and drugs. But when you clearly can look at the numbers and say that Mexico and Colombia and these other countries are really where the drug and the cocaine's, like, fentanyl's coming from China. It's not necessarily coming from Venezuela. Like, that's a play for the oil. And so when you're bringing, you know, 10% of your force into the,
10% of the entire Navy, which is bigger than, like, nearly every other country's Navy, just that 10%.
Bringing the most advanced possible, aircraft carrier. It's like, what's the point?
And we watched that Jesse Waters clip, and we don't have it, you know, ill prepared for the show. You can say whatever. We watched this Jesse Waters clip where he's like hyping it up for the boomers. He's like, yeah, and that's called the attack ship. And that's cause
we love it.
That's cause the forces get off there. It's a smaller helicopter, more nimble and mobile for assault. And like, Jesse Waters doesn't know anything about combat. Jesse Waters has probably never been in a fight. Jesse Waters has probably never even fallen down in the street. Jesse Waters lives inside his, like, climate-controlled hunting pod. That's where in a tower in New York, and they take him out of the cryo chamber and they put him in the newsroom, right? These people are so detached from reality, and that's the big problem with Trump. How I see it, as a guy that used to worship the dude. When I was like 14 and they were running for the first time, I pointed at the first debate and I said, that guy's going to be president. And Alex, my dad, told me, like, I was crazy. And I was right. And I saw the magnetism in him, and I saw the Americana in him, and I wanted to believe in it. And now, watching him just ignore us, ignore people, or not even ignore, slander people like Marjorie Taylor Greene and others, while at the same time palling up with Ted Cruz and Lindsey Graham and Mark Levin. Trump said he watches Mark Levin's show regularly. I mean,
yeah, man.
We're living in the twilight zone, folks, because it isn't what we voted for. We didn't vote for Israel first. We voted for America first. We didn't vote for inflation. We voted for less inflation. We didn't look right there. He came on our show. He came on the Alex Jones show. I'm sitting in the chair Alex was sitting in during this interview, and Trump called him, you're a great guy, and I will not let you down. Where's our help? The FBI and the DOJ funded the lawsuits against us. One of the law firms that sued us, they wrote off a $40 million fine as pro bono work, because suing us is a good thing to do, right?
It's not in, like, here's the thing. If it's not in his best interest, just like all the rest of the politicians, there's not going to be any movement or action.
Yes, and that's the betrayal there, is because we voted for him because we thought that he wasn't truly a politician. We thought that he was the wrecking ball for the system. And you can go back and you can say, hey, anyone on the planet, do you have like a lukewarm opinion on Trump? Everyone's going to say no. They're going to have a positive or a negative.
Yeah, it's literally one or the other. Yeah, and that's the issue that I have. It's like, I can't,
he's just a person, right?
I can't even go into certain rooms, especially let alone, like, don't go to LA and try to say anything about Trump people will hang you by the stake. I mean, you can't even say some of the good things that he's done. Like, I can be critical of him, but I can also tell you where the good things that he did. There were times where the military, they weren't making enough money. He increased the pay for military during his first administration. Like, that's a good thing.
Well, I have a lot less problems with the first administration than I do the second one. The problem is the first administration, the story that we were told was, hey, he's great, he's independent, he's for real, but he gets into office, like, being the president is the hardest job there is. He doesn't know who to appoint, so he relies on the swamp, and then he gets all the bad appointments, like John Bolton, yep, like Jeffrey Sessions, like all these people, right? And that's kind of where the blame gets laid for him kind of being inactive. I also remember very clearly a news story about $5 billion being too much to build the wall. Now, I think that was back in like 2018.
Oh my God, man.
They were saying $5 billion is too much to build the wall. But then we see the situation in Ukraine where they spent $300 billion. So it comes back to what we were saying and what we talk about always on the gray area. It's all a grift, and we thought we weren't being grifted on. And, well, you know, maybe that's buyer's remorse or something, and he is our president. And ultimately, I do want the president of the United States to do well and to succeed and be prosperous, but that's the same thing I said about Obama, and I didn't like him.
And the thing is like, the biggest failure for me comes from the Epstein files by far. Yeah. I mean, there's no way to sugarcoat this, guys. Like, it was a royal mess up at the end of the day.
Handled the worst way possible.
Yeah, it's like, here's the thing. Somebody who's not guilty would just be like, all right, I can just put an executive order out there, just open the file, open the case, let people just see. But you know what they know is just there's so many people that would be implicated in something like this that they're like, we absolutely can't. And you know, I'm proud of the fact that like those four Republicans along with the Democrats were like, no, we're going to get this referendum pushed and be able to get past the Speaker of the House in order to actually get this pushed. Like that was something that was positive. Like, yeah, we shouldn't have pedos in the Congress.
Whoa, wait, just 1 second. And I think that's James Brown actually in the middle there. That's funny. I hadn't seen that photo before. Tim, you're being really racist, sexist, and homophobic right now. The FBI or the DOJ, I forget which, they say the list doesn't exist and that Epstein never trafficked anyone. Yeah, he was just a sex offender.
Of course not. And that 1 minute was just a technical glitch.
I mean, he's not worth hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars. That's not true. He's just a sex offender. Why is everyone so obsessed with this guy? Epstein, who is Epstein?
Why are we still talking about this guy?
That is literally what you see from like Cat Turd, Gunther Eagleman, these types on social media, insurrectionist Barbie. It's these faceless, nameless rage bait accounts on the right. And I think you have a huge issue with this too, right? We talk about this often on the gray area. It's these grifters on the right that literally they're a part of the party infrastructure. It's like communist China or something. Like they work for the party. They get access, journalism benefits for working from the party. I mean, my dad, he's not on a plane with Trump. Benny Johnson is on a plane with Trump. Explain that to me. Just for 1 second. just make it make sense. And I can make it make total sense. It's because he's working for him, you know?
Yeah, and ultimately, really what it comes down, and you were hitting the nail on the head there with, like, it doesn't matter, like, you could be in the Biden camp, you could be in the Trump camp, but there's that subsect that no matter what bad policies come out, they will defend that hill till they die.
Right.
And it was like, I couldn't even convince certain people that Biden was coming out with, like, just really bad policies that were hurting everybody. They were like, well, no, just remember what Trump did for this.
Right.
And you, me, and you.
And then that's how they beat us up, man.
Yeah, it's the same thing for now. Like, there's certain people I just can't even talk to about being critical about Trump, and I'm like, and you're like, yeah, man, this really happened. And this is like, dude, it's all one big brainwashing at the end of the day. And the thing is like, I need more people to step up and do exactly what we're trying to do here and just speak for the silent majority.
100%. 100%.
That is bar none. That is the whole thing. There is a large demographic of the population of America that does not agree with what is going on in the White House, in Congress. They just want
the whole system.
They just want to live well.
Mm-hmm.
They just want to have a good life.
That's
they
right.
want to have money. They want to have the ability to feed their kids. They want to have safety, stability. Like, those are just basic bare minimum.
Right. And then you're told that you're not working hard enough because, you know, hey, you know, you just, another year, just give it a try. The system's going to work itself out. The system has literally, like, inflation has never been negative. Right? To my knowledge, it hasn't.
It's almost, I don't know. I'm not even going to speak to that. It might have been close to, but not, never.
Yeah. So we've been on this road for a long, long, long time. And I think it's kind of fitting that we're in the 20s because it's like the roaring 20s again. Right. And this is something we talk about a lot on the gray area. A crash is coming, guys. And you got to be real about that. You got to think about that, what that means for you and your family. A big message on InfoWars and also on the Gray Area Show, which I encourage you to follow and subscribe to, is the message of personal accountability and personal
100%.
The ability to survive in a situation based on your fortitude, having human fortitude, being prepared, being strong. And that's super important because the way the news is bent, the way the stories are all cycled, it's all designed to divide us. It's very hard to get real news anymore.
Yeah, whenever I do these deep dives, man, I even find AI can be biased. It's very hard to find the real situation. So I always have to like fact check the facts all the time, and everybody just reads the headlines. Guys,
yes.
The headline is not the whole story. You have to go like 10 layers deeper, and
100%.
It takes a lot of time to do that, which is why not a lot of people are going to go in and try to be well informed.
But it's what you talked about earlier with the goldfish mentality of the American public, the short-term memory, the long-term memory, it is not there at all. And,
yes.
You know, I think a part of that is just the failure of the public and the weakness of the public and how it's been poisoned and dumbed down and propagandized. I think a lot of it also comes to the fact that America is a very young country, right? You look at all these other places with thousand-year cultures and established traditions. Things have kind of changed here periodically over time. But the thing that hasn't changed specifically, or that they're trying to change, and it's been a very slow process because the government by default is designed to work bad in order to safeguard itself. That's a principle the founding fathers used. They're finally starting to really crack the wheel. The three branches of government, that whole scam that's been going on for the past 50, 60 years, probably longer, you name it. At least it was respected. At least it was paid lip service to. Now we got Trump just drone striking boats in Venezuela. Oh, it's the drugs. It's the narco traffickers, blah, blah, blah. We've killed over 60 people down there with no court order, no justification, no crime being recorded. And we've got countries like Colombia saying that we've killed their fishermen. And I'm sure like Cat Turtle come out and say all a hoax, all a lie, all anti-MAGA propaganda. No, you know what? Maybe we shouldn't be behaving in that way. Maybe we shouldn't be allowing Israel to seize the Golan Heights. Maybe we shouldn't be allowing Ukraine to suicide, genocide themselves. Maybe we shouldn't be allowing these things to happen, all with our technology, all with our weapons, all with our military capability. It's us doing it. And that's the thing. Trump has said about the EU, this is an interesting example. Trump has said, hey, I want to get out of Russia. He said it a lot. He's paid lip service to Putin. He's reneged on agreements, you name it. But the one thing he said is, hey, we're not doing combat deployment. We're not going to be there directly. But hey, we can sell you the weapons, Tim. We can still give you the weapons. How does that make it better? And then he's a businessman for selling them the tools of death. You have to, at a certain level, if you proclaim yourself to be a conservative, which I don't even really do that anymore, but if you proclaim yourself to be pro-human and pro-freedom and pro-republic constitution, this is not the behavior that you ideologically can support, and that's why I can't support it anymore. That's why I can't support him anymore.
Yeah, everything comes down to we're riding off the highs of the 50s.
Yes.
That was when America was at its peak. That is when we became the gold standard. That is when we allowed, like, that was when a majority of the innovation that came in.
Yeah,
that's literally transitioned from Britain going to the, like, superpower of the world to now the United States. We've been riding that high for forever, and it is very sad to see where it's going, but you had said something earlier that I want to touch upon. You said
right.
The personal accountability, and that is a very big thing for me. It's like, at the end of the day, you can sit there, do like a five-hour rant on how bad the system is, how bad the government
is. The black pill, the doomer.
The black pill. And you know, we sometimes go a little black pill and we try to say certain things.
Man, Tim's better than me. He's white pill. He loves Trump more.
Like, I have a healthy level of optimism for what the future looks like. I think, yes, things have to probably get bad before they get good. So that way there's like an awakening of like people. And I'm starting to see people wake up from this whole situation. Ultimately, in this personal accountability, you gotta just do your part to at least manage the things that are within your control.
Be functional human. And like that's a lot to ask for.
And I'm sorry for anybody out there who trusted the system and got screwed over by it because you were told that it was doing this for you and it ended up switching and doing another thing. Like I very much so, I'm sorry that you have to go through that and you have to experience that. But at the end of the day, no one's coming to save us.
Right.
And that was the biggest thing for me. I had to have the awareness. The only thing I could do.
And that is, that's the ultimate realization. In fact, that's also the Christian realization, is that no one's coming to save us through a relationship with Christ and through a relationship of building up, you know, really just having skill acquisition, being able to do stuff. We are so soft as a people, and like something people don't know about you yet, they'll find it out later, especially if they watch our content. Like, you're an engineer, right? So you understand systems, and you've really seen that degradation of how we're able to do things, right?
Yeah.
Just talk about that a little bit as we close.
Just in general, like with that, yes, I'm an engineer, businessman, and I've done those things alongside, and I've had to work really hard to get where I'm at. But ultimately, all these knee-jerk reactions that happen on a macroeconomic level are not good for the things that happen in the supply chain system, and they mess up and cause the prices to go up and go crazy like that. But just ultimately, I think just continuing to like educate yourself. And that's always the big thing for me. And whether you get your news from us, whether you get your news from InfoWars, whether you get it from wherever, just do a little bit more to find out what the truth is. And don't just always trust what you're seeing the first time.
And just, 100%. Yeah. And that's why we review things on the gray area and people go, oh, this deep dive, you know, I've heard about this. I know about this before. That's what everyone says. Everyone always says they know the numbers, the statistics, the facts. Find it all out for real on the Gray Area Podcast. Follow us there. Thank you so much. We'll be right back.
You are beyond insane if you don't support us. If you don't support this broadcast, I mean, I'm being honest. It's like jumping out of an airplane without a parachute. It's like going into the Sahara Desert without a canteen of water. It's like sticking your wiener, you know, in somebody that's got 14 diseases without a condom. Sorry for the gross thing. The point is, shouldn't do it anyway. So the point is that I need your support. And I'm only going to sell you stuff that works really great. Like I said, I've opened a restaurant to be the best food, best prices, best atmosphere, quality, service, because I want you to come in 1,000 times. I want a relationship with you. The products are insane. Ultramethylene blue, the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss, the bovine colostrum, not a sexy name, but what it does for your hair, skin, and whole body, everything else is insanely good. We got the biggest sale in the history of the AlexJonesStore.com right now, running until Friday. Black Friday comes early. Buy any supplement. You can buy a supplement that costs $20 and then get a $40 supplement for free. It's not just buy one, get another free of the same thing. We've done that quite a few times. This is buy any supplement, get any other one free. All the new designs, all the new apparel in, the biggest selection of Patriot apparel in the world. Now 670-something designs, ball caps, you name it. 25% off on all that and a bunch of other insane sales. If you're a VIP, you get $40 to spend in the store each month. Special deals, special offers. Anybody, anything should be a VIP. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Cry havoc and let loose the dogs of war. Here on the live page. You are the backers of this operation. You are the InfoWar. So go now to InfoWarStore.com, where we got probably the final shipment of the highest quality fish oil and the highest quality turmeric, Body's Ultimate Turmeric, 95% cumin. Those are both 40% off. I want to thank you all for your past support, but you've invested in this operation. It's paid off in global awakening. It's been so incredible. Thank you so much for being at the heart of this operation. So as all of our family members in the InfoWar, all of our team members, all of the emissaries, all the ambassadors of freedom against the globalists, that now at the thick of the battle, as you see it peaking and peaking and peaking, just as I've said, I don't come out here and talk about civil war, their plans for insurrection, their plans for military coups, just to sound scary. And then now if they're openly calling for it, U.S. senators, members of Congress, CIA, because we're beating them, and it's the last move they've got. We're also going to add a link at InfoWarsStore.com today. You can make straight donations on there so that we get all the money and we can get past the shortfall. So I don't want to spend our valuable time on this.
The truth is just a tap away. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the Alex Jones app, available now on Google Play and the Apple App Store. Stream the latest shows, stay up to date with breaking news, and support free speech with every click. Grab your t-shirts, hats, supplements, and more, all inside the app. Don't wait. Download the Alex Jones app today and join the fight for freedom.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. That there is, we immediately surge to the border. All those people are seeking asylum. They deserve to be heard. That's who we are. We're a nation that says if you want to flee and you're fleeing oppression, you should come.
Wow, folks. So that's how it works, huh? Surge the border. Come on over. Come on in. Wear my T-shirt, right? And that's why we hated Biden so much, and that's why we voted for Trump. And now with Trump, we're getting told the Epstein files, hey, you know, they never existed.
Never existed.
And we've got people in his own party that are now leaving that party because of incidents like this and other incidents like funding to Ukraine. What is your view, Tim, as someone that's really, you know, gestated in politics over these past 2 years and really over these past few months since intensely doing research every day for the show? What's your take? What's your call on Marjorie Taylor Greene?
Man, she got too close to the stove and they burned her for it. I think what she did was noble. I mean, she kind of became a little bit of a martyr. You can make the macro level argument that because her pension is coming up in January, that she was kind of already ready to get out. And this is kind of like just burning to glory moment and just kind of like, all right, let me just do it all.
Doesn't that speak to, hey, like the person that's finally free and emboldened going like, hey, like this is the system, like F it, you know?
Yeah.
But like to do that, you have to leave the party.
Yeah, and here's the thing: I wasn't a big fan of MTG prior.
Break down a little bit of her funding. You know, she got pretty rich.
Here's the thing: like, there's a lot of people that support her. We were doing a dive on this the other day,
right?
And from when she went into the Congress, her net worth was like $700,000. Mm-hmm. By the time she leaves now, she will have 30x'd her net worth.
I think it's 35.
35, yeah. 30 to 35 times her net worth, in which she's worth something like $30 million or some astronomical number. And she is part of the same system that was involved with the whole inside trading. Like, before, 2 days before the Ukrainian war started and the Russians invaded.
And really, really quick, I know you're going to make this point. You broke this down to me. I didn't know it. And when I knew about it, I was like, whoa, but they all do this. So go ahead. This is key.
There's a reason why they passed these anti-inside trading laws, guys. Ultimately, it's supposed to be free market. If you know what's going to happen in the market prior to, it's not fair. It's not a fair system if you know what's going on.
Not fair competition.
Specifically to MTG. 2 days prior to the Ukrainian war starting and Russia invading, she went and bought Lockheed Martin stocks, and she bought those knowing something that everyone else didn't know. And of course, those stocks went up.
Oh, imagine that. The war, the death, the chaos, and the politician profits off of it. And look, I say this as someone, I like MTG. I really do. But here's the thing. We do these deep dives, and this is why we do the gray area show. This is not, like I said before, this is not libtard versus MAGA chud. This is not any of those archetypes. We're real people that actually want to become politically informed, and we both actually have a long way to go. You know, yourself, starting really from day one, you've got a clean slate. So you've already gone in, and, you know, you've modified opinions, you've gotten context for things you didn't understand. Me coming in, I realized, hey, I was really propagandized a lot. I watched a lot of these people's media, and, you know, I never looked into a few of them, and especially on the financial side, which is really what everything's about. We're living in Rome. These are like Roman senators, like wearing purple robes, getting opulent.
Very well said. And it's the Gilded Age right now, as far as 100%. All those things come across. It's just ultimately, yes, you are right. I didn't come into this game with too much of propaganda. I mean, I consumed a little bit of news.
You broke with it, and then you were kind of in like a null space where you were like, huh, I need to find out what I can truly believe in. Look at this tweet 100%. Right here. And this is from Trump. I am withdrawing my support and endorsement of Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia over the past few weeks, despite him record achievements, him bragging, lower taxes, closed borders, no men and women sports, or transgender for everyone, which I just find that to be so funny. I stopped transgender for everyone. I stopped it. It's going to happen.
He stopped it all.
Yeah, he stopped transgender for everyone. There's no more trans people. Ending DEI, stopping Biden's record-setting inflation. Inflation's creeping up, man. Biggest regulation cuts in history, stopping 8 wars, rebuilding the military. All right, he's just bragging.
Stopping 8 wars, starting another one.
Wacky Marjorie, all she does is complain. It seemed to begin when I sent her a poll stating she should not run for senator or governor. She was at 12% and didn't have a chance, unless, of course, she had my endorsement. It's douchey, man. And I know it used to be cute. I know it used to be fun to hear Trump talk like this. I want to find the specific tweet or True Social post after she's been after she's announced her resignation. I want to find that one.
Oh, but yeah.
We look at this, and you look at Biden, and we had a president that essentially hid in the basement, hid in the bunker. The auto pin was the president. And now we have Trump. And all Trump does is talk all day long. And at first, you're like, man, this is refreshing. I remember him first getting into office, and I'm like, man, he's back out there again. We have a visible president again. And then you see the AI slop. You see the crazy post. What do you think of it?
Dude, I did not sign up for that. You know, him and Gavin Newsom going blow for blow, trading like the AI videos of each other, and then the
and that speaks for the country.
Harry Sisson, I think, with the poop flying.
Yeah, he flies a plane and he dumps on him. Yeah.
Dumps on him. Like, you know, it's funny at the end of the day, but other countries are paying attention to
other countries are working. Other countries are building hyperrail.
And this is the point I've made before on our show. Look. I don't see Putin doing this stuff.
No.
I don't see Xi doing this stuff.
Right.
I don't see some of these other countries that you consider world powers. Like, here's the thing. I'm not sitting here trying to praise Putin here, but he's part of the KGB. That guy is playing
been 40, in power 25 years.
And you can't be in power unless you knew exactly what you're doing. As well, yeah, you could say I threw some people in jail and killed some other people. But I'm just saying, he's playing 4D chess, whereas for us here, because we have to every two terms change out the president, they're playing the long game.
Right.
And that's the thing that hurts us here specifically. And we're creating a new playing field where presidents are now able to throw out insults and all of these different things. It opened the door for all of these types of commentaries to go on. But I don't really see Putin doing this type of stuff.
Right.
And it's because he knows he has to save face and that he is the face of the country. And there's hundreds of countries out there, guys. America is not the only one, and there's a cooperation that people are moving towards.
It's almost like these countries are real institutions that are trying to advance themselves and trying to do better by their population and by building their power base. It sounds like what we do is kind of like a retarded spider. We stab ourselves over and over and over again and call it policy. You can say if you're a libtard, you can go, Gavin Newsom tweets so good roasting evil Trump. If you're a MAGA chud, you can go, Trump's awesome roasting Gavin Newsom. You can do all that. That's fine. But your country is dying and you're not talking about your country dying. You're reposting the stupid meme. So at a certain level, what matters? What matters to you? What matters to you if you're someone that's like an ardent follower of cat turd on Twitter? What do those people actually think? I'm sure a lot of them are bots and you name it, whatever. I'm sure a lot of the engagement isn't real, but a lot of it is. And it's these old boomers, man, that existed in that 50s, 60s, 70s situation.
They lived during that golden age.
Yeah. And they tell us that, hey, you know, it's not so hard. Pull yourself up by your bootstraps. Figure it out, bucko. Well, hey, you ruined the world, bucko. You messed things up for everyone, bucko. The entire world hates us now, bucko, because you waged war on them. And that's what it comes down to. Beyond us being economic terrorists, we're literal terrorists. We go around the world and blow stuff up. We said specifically in the 2000s, we said we do not want any secular regimes left in the Middle East. That's why we took out Syria. That's why we took out Saddam. That's why we took out Gaddafi. The gold, Gaddafi, another reason. But they didn't want populations of people like we talk about on the gray area getting along on the basis of being people and their issues and being pro-human and pro-freedom.
You know what it is, man? It comes down to mindsets. You gotta like take the step back and you have to look at the macro level of like, how do people's psychology form? Like what era was, you know, Donald Trump raised in?
Right.
You know, there was a lot of wars that were going on during that time period. He didn't go through the same experience you and I, right, where we had access to the internet and this cooperation. So a lot of the people that are running
that myth.
Yeah. A lot of these people that are running the country right now have been brought up in an information age where the government did control the narrative and they are fed particular narratives that create this kind of like warmongering mindset that we see. And so
it's an entitlement. It's a thing of we are the good guys because we beat the Nazis in World War II. And that's also, you know, that's also the Zionist argument. That's also, you know, that argument as well is, hey, we're the good powers. We're the good guys that won. But obviously history is written by the victors, and we've written quite a history for ourselves over the past, you know, 80 years since that all happened. The invasion of Korea, Vietnam, invasion of the Middle East, Afghanistan, Iraq, all the various little operations and things that we've helped with. You know, just a little casual example. Germany has to pay triple the price now as they were paying a few years ago for gas, and they have to buy it from us. Why? Well, the Ukrainians blew up Nord Stream 2 pipeline. Now, how does Nord Stream 2 pipeline being blown up hurt Russia? It doesn't hurt Russia. Russia will sell its oil somewhere else. But that means the manufacturing superpower, the beating heart of Europe, doesn't have energy. But hey, it is what it is.
Can I make also a point based off of something like that? So with the oil, guys, again, this is a gray area take. This is not politicized in either direction.
Talking about things.
Look, during the Biden administration, when we put all those sanctions on Russia during that time period, oil prices went absolutely insane, okay? We said, look, because these oil prices are out of control, India, we need you to go, and we need you to go and buy a bunch of Russian oil, in which they were only, you can fact check me on this, they were only importing 2%. 2% of oil during the crude oil during that time period, and we had them increase all the way up to like 30 to 40%.
Yeah, we've helped their economy because we put their economy on a war footing, and this is the insane thing that we've done. We have no manufacturing base. We have no capability. We make the amount of missiles that they make in 2 months in like a year, and that's not just the U.S. That's all of NATO combined. We've deindustrialized ourselves, whereas these other countries have built themselves up in response to our aggression. You look at the situation in Iran. You look at the American military in the 90s, the aircraft carriers, the jets, the missiles, the weapons. No one could do anything about it. But these countries, they figured out, hey, it's a lot more bang on our buck investment-wise getting into missile technology, because a cheap little missile can take down a giant multi-million dollar jet.
Yeah, but one of the things that I want to clarify when I was talking about this crude oil situation, look, during the Biden administration, we said to our allies, which was India at the time, we said, okay, we need you to do this. Then we go and punish them under the Trump administration,
yeah, hit them
in
with
which
terror.
We have to say, well, you're importing all this crude oil and helping Russia, so we'll slap a 50% tariff. My thing is not necessarily like, oh, yes, we shouldn't be technically funding the Russian war and they're doing bad things. It's more so you can't do knee-jerk, like, the abusive behavior to where you're like, look,
it's like,
do this because it's good for us, but then like, just you like this smacking people.
It's like driving a car and instead of like making a slight little turn, you're like,
exactly.
That's what we do.
But like, here's the thing. You put countries, and India is just an example. There's several other instances of this where we've allowed us as the United States to say, hey, we need you to do this.
Right.
And then we switch them and we punish them, and it's an abusive behavior.
Right.
If we had not done something like that to where we had dictated the terms of everything that is happening in the world, people would be a little bit more inclined to continue to do business. Now they're just doing it out of fear and right. Not just cooperation. And that's my right. Biggest fear is people are now playing chess behind scenes to basically destabilize the United States as the world power, because they're like, look, these guys are out of control. You've got BRICS now coming into question, and they're creating their own reserve currency because the United States has done we're irresponsible with
right.
Our spending. We're at 39 trillion. I was like, wait, when did we get to 39? I thought we were at 37. Ultimately, look, this is what happened. This is what happened, guys. Like, you go and you do these policies, you make these knee-jerk reactions, and you punish other countries, and you act like the big bully. We're gonna F around and find out.
Yeah, that's literally what is FAFO, right? And this is what we see. And this is like that Chud atmosphere on X. It's just memes all day that the boomers repost of, you know.
38 trillion. Look at that number,
look,
man.
Are we supposed to be okay with this? Are we supposed to, you know, as young people, as middle-aged people, as old people, even the boomers, are you proud of this? Are you proud of this situation? Are any of us proud of the situation? And I'm not pointing blame at the boomer necessarily. We all need to be ashamed of that. That doesn't need to just be something we just look at and we sweep under the rug. We'd be like, man, we got ourselves in this situation by behaving like we own the world.
Yeah.
And that's how it happened, guys. We acted like we owned everybody.
Now, I do want to say, before we go to MTG, I do want to say the United States does do a lot of good things, too. We've created a global system.
Tim, always.
But here's the thing. I have to give credit where credit's due. We've created standardized systems to where, like, I can get a tomato grown all the way in Mexico for 97 cents. Whereas if it was back in the days, it could have cost me $20. And people have been going from paying 75% of their food, their income going to food. Now you're only paying somewhere around like 15%.
Right. But it's going up. It's going up.
It is. But I'm just saying the ultimately, look, when the United States is on the right side of history and we are doing the things that push America as well as the world's interest forward, and we actually guide and lead by example, it becomes a net positive for society.
And I agree with that, and I'm very pro-America, and America has exported a lot of things across the world. I mean, you look at our political system, for one. I mean, America was the first nation of its kind, and you looked at all the other nations of the world over the past 200-plus years or so. They've adopted our system. Instead of having kings and queens, they have parliamentary government where they have elections and whatnot. And yeah, that's a little different than our system, but the idea of democracy or republic came really from us. We're the people that showed that model was possible. And that really is the great thing that America has done. I love my country, but I hate my government. And I hate my government more and more every year, because left or right, there's nowhere you can go to vote against any of this.
There's no third party, man.
Bernie Sanders, even if you're a like radical communist person, Bernie Sanders, he takes millions of dollars from pharma. We did a deep dive. We covered how much money all of these people, left and right, they're all bought off, folks. They're all bought off. And then they have the gall to tell you, you're not working hard enough. You just need to figure it out. You'll find the money somewhere. Things will get better. We'll make things better. How many times have they said that to you, and how many times have they not delivered? I mean, this is what we talk about on the gray area. We talk about the promises that were made. And then we look over decades, sometimes even over centuries, and we do the deep dive, and we see exactly how that promise was broken. And usually, the grander the promise, the greater the breaking.
But then you also see the macro level of where the issue is. We see it with MTG. The moment you step out of line, guys,
right,
the moment that you make a wrong step that's not within the party's interest, you will get stepped on.
All right, and we got that tweet. We got the clip as well. Let's play the clip first, and then I'll read the Trump tweet. Let's go to the clip first real quick.
Hi, everyone. I've always represented the common American man and woman as a member of the House of Representatives, which is why I've always been despised in Washington, D.C., and just never fit in. Americans are used by the political industrial complex of both political parties.
It's all true.
Election cycle after election cycle, in order to elect whichever side can convince Americans to hate the other side more. And the results are always the same. No matter which way the political pendulum swings, Republican or Democrat, nothing ever gets better for the common American man or woman. The debt goes higher. Corporate and global interests remain Washington's sweethearts. American jobs.
That's how it is. Notice she's gone. She's gone now.
She's gone, man. She got burst. She got pushed out. Here's the thing. Like, when she started doing that, this is what happened.
Right.
Corporations, Americans' hard-earned tax dollars always fund foreign wars, foreign aid, and foreign interest. And the spending power of the dollar continues to decline.
Yep.
The average American family can no longer survive on a single breadwinner's income, as both parents have to work in order to simply survive. And today, many in my children's generation feel hopeless for their future and don't think they will ever realize the American
dream. Pause it right here really quick. That's the key. She's talking about the younger generation. These politicians, and we talked about this on the show recently, I think the last episode of The Gray Area, they're literally campaigning to the party. They're campaigning to the people in power.
Yeah.
When they run election campaigns, the things that they say, like you watch one of these people give a political presentation, and you're like, this is awful, this is evil. They don't even care anymore. Like, they brag about the weapons. It's like Lindsey Graham going up on the stage talking about, we ran out of bombs. They don't care how that looks to the American public, because they know they're going to be able to weasel the situation and figure out how exactly to make it work for them.
Yes, and one of the things that everybody needs to be aware of, sometimes the most ridiculous stuff that some of these politicians say on air, they're not trying to speak to you and try to get
your
favor.
They're talking to the lobbyists.
There's some guy in the back room who's making big moves, who's got the money, who's got the power, and they're trying to make that guy happy, not you. Not you sitting at home.
Right. It's not you sitting at home. It's the guy that, as my dad famously said, says, bring me 15 hookers and get the drugs ready and get the plane loaded now. Like, seriously, what those people actually exist.
They
and
do exist.
That's the reality that people don't want to accept, but, you know, you're living in the real world. Those people are real. And you look at MTG. she, you know, she's flawed. We went over the problems that we had with her, but she's addressing the younger voters and she's saying, hey, the entire system's BS. The emperor has no clothes. Let's throw up that Trump response to her dropping out. If we have it, it's the tweet. Marjorie Traitor Brown, because of plummeting poll numbers and not wanting to face a primary challenger with a strong Trump endorsement, where she would have no chance of winning, has decided to call it quits. Her relationship with the worst Republican congressman in decades, you mean the best one that everyone populist likes, Tom Massey of Kentucky, also known as Rand Paul Jr., another person people like because he votes against Republican Party, and really good legislation, did not help her. For some reason, primarily that I refused to return her never-ending barrage of phone calls, Marjorie went bad. Nevertheless, I will always appreciate Marjorie and thank her for her service to our country, President DJT. See, he'll say something
like... Look at
like,
that sandwich.
See, she gets a nickname. She gets a derogatory term. Lindsey Graham gets to be the golfing buddy.
Mm. Hey, the moment you get a bad name, you're on the bad side of Trump.
And we square this like it's the good guys versus the bad guys, and you got to come in for the big win, when in reality, the good guys are doing bad guy stuff. Like, this, they're all bad.
They're all bad,
well,
man.
Like, and not to get blackpilled, again, not trying to be blackpilled doomer, we talk about this stuff on our show, The Gray Area, for one simple reason, because it has to be said. And the public has to have a normal, conscious political awakening where we realize, hey, we're human, we're people, we love each other, and we don't want to be a part of this system where they're making us fight anymore. It's called the Hegelian dialectic.
You sound like a liberal, man.
Right, and you sound like a conservative, and I don't like you. You know who really doesn't like you? The billionaires who are profiting off of you getting broke, right?
Well said, man.
And that's the thing. And if you like conversations like this, and if you found this maybe refreshing, or, you know, maybe you had things you even disagreed with us on, please come check out our show, because if you find any of this, you know, remotely enticing, if you want to see more, I guarantee you're going to be so excited and so happy with what we come out with in the future. We've got so much stuff planned. We're trying to get the best guests possible. We're already doing the best deep dives and information possible. We really appreciate everyone who, hey, this is the War Room. Harrison's usually here. There are other guest hosts you may have seen or known about before. We know it's just us, and we know we're not any people that are super important. But we're doing this because we care, and that's the whole nature of doing the show. You do the show because you care. The show isn't just, you know, I want to be a reporter, I want to talk about the news, or even I just want to talk crap all day. That's not what it's about. It's about I care about these issues so much, and I see what's happening every day, and it's so bad and so disturbing to me that I have to get it out, that I have to speak about it, that I have to talk about it, and I know it's the exact same way for Tim. I know, Tim, you had to talk about these things.
I had to. This was one of the things, like, when we decided to go ahead and just start being on air together, and
right,
not just the synergy of the connection that we have and the ability to like talk with each other, but it's more so we were more aligned on things than we had disagreements on.
Right.
And I was like, you know what? We had two completely different upbringings. Like for me, I never shot a gun until like a couple of years ago, because right, in New York, it's super hard to get a gun. But to know that somebody who lives on the complete opposite side of the United States has very similar beliefs just made me understand there's a bigger message.
Yeah, people
to be had.
Are people. We got a lot more in common than we do in difference, and the differences are small in nature, and they use these differences to make us fight, right? Like talking about the racial thing you talked about earlier. Like,
I hate it.
Like,
man.
I hate it. Like,
I hate
here's
it.
The thing. I'm white, you're black, so what? Why can't we live? We were robbed of that 90s era, of that 2000s era, where people really didn't give a crap. That was stolen from us because the powers that be decided, hey, the people are noticing, we got to make them fight so they don't rise up against us. And really, like we said a lot of things about what the gray area is about. That's really what the gray area is about. And that's why I talk about pro-humanity and being a human supremacist. We all are in this together. We're all on this planet together. And hey, isn't going to the gas station and not having to worry about a crazy person hitting you over the head, isn't that nice, just being able to go in there and buy a bottle of water and walk out? Ultimately,
or
that's
sitting
what,
on the subway, yeah, and just being able to just like know that you're going to get to your destination.
That's what people
fine.
Want. That's what people want. People want to live in ultimately a liberated society, a society built on equality and human rights. And that doesn't mean tearing down any group to lift another group up. That means all groups have equal standards and we're all just people and it doesn't matter anyway. But they want it to matter.
Yeah.
They want us to fight each other.
We need to start talking about the news in general and just context of the individuals 100%. And the situations, and we need to start taking the race out of it. At the end of the day, yes, if you look at crime statistics, 20-30% of the crime is committed by minorities and African Americans, but overwhelmingly of that demographic, like I was talking to you about, that is not
the case. But we're all going to be dead. They're going to kill us all. We have to work together. Who cares? Thank you for being with us here on the War Room tonight. Gray Area, follow Gray Area. Follow Tim Tompkins now on X. Follow Truism 10.
Appreciate you guys.
Right now on TheAlexJones.com, you get buy one, get one free for any supplement. That includes our incredible Ultramethylene Blue, either the tincture or the capsules, as well as the Shilajit gummies, the Colostrum Plus, the Bovine Colostrum Plus, the Irish Sea Moss gummies. I mean, there's a lot of really incredible stuff. I'm here in studio with Patrick Byrne. I know you're a big fan of the Ultramethylene Blue. Right now, that's buy one, get one free. All supplements, buy one, get one free. It's the Black Friday, came early, mega sale at TheAlexJones.com. Plus, we have a new deal. It's the Hat of the Month Club, where you can sign up and get a new hat every month, which is very fun. Of course, Christmas is coming up, folks. It'll be here before you know it. So do your Christmas shopping for the info warriors in your life. Patrick, you still all hopped up on Methylene Blue?
I am. I pilfer a bottle every time I come. You guys pay me in Methylene Blue. And right. when it's been more than 60 days since I've been here, so I run out. I will absolutely notice within a few days. A few days, my life goes back to being a little more lethargic than I should, wanting to sleep in. And it's not like speed or something. It isn't something. It's just you feel healthier.
It's like a clean, smooth energy. It's not coffee where you're sort of jittery. It's just like, it's like putting super gasoline in your car rather than the regular stuff. It's subtle, but you notice it.
You do.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.